and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 334. My name is Christopher Hill, and I'm here with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
Hey, all. What up?
And stepping in this week is Mr. Travis Baum.
Hello.
Welcome back, sir. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man.
Cool. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about Gamescom. We'll do that after the break. Before the break, we're going to talk about distractions. And then after Gamescom, we will do new releases. We'll check and see if we have any emails, and we'll talk about... We'll wrap it up for next week. So before we do that, let's check in with Travis. It's been a while. Travis, buddy, how's it going?
It's going to be a little bit of talk about Gamescom. Guys, I got news for you. There's a lot of shit to talk about.
Pretty much all Gamescom.
Quite a bit happened at Gamescom.
Yeah,
this
quite
is probably
a bit.
The most news we've had come out of Gamescom.
This Gamescom was like an E3. It was really well
it was,
done. Like they all
it was, it. Yeah.
There's a lot of meat in that casserole.
Yeah, I know that's really.
I just made that up myself.
I know that that Sony broadcast their conference. I don't know. Did Microsoft broadcast theirs as well?
Yeah,
they did. Okay, because I didn't even know Gamescom was going on until I looked at the news. It's like, this is what we've seen so far at Gamescom. It's like, oh yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. So, but yeah, there's a ton of stuff to talk about. So we'll get to that in a little bit, but. I'm talking about life, man. How's life treating you, bro?
It's good. It's different. Hey, Megan just stepped in. Say hey real quick. Megan, hey.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
Hey. She said hey.
Smack her ass.
You probably heard her.
Smack
her
ass for me.
There you go. Did Mike get that? Because I'll slap
no,
it.
No, it didn't, but I can
I heard it on
just,
my end.
Just, so. Just put it in post, Chris. Just like amplify the gain level of the butt slap. So life is good. Actually, a huge change. So the last time I came on the show, I had a huge change because we moved to Charleston. The next big change is I got a big boy job. I'm super excited about it.
You got a big boy
it.
Job.
I got
what
a big,
big
boy
job.
I can actually,
boy?
I can actually look forward to Fridays because now I can have all my weekends off.
Oh,
yeah, it's nice. When we first got here, I met my wife and I, Megan. We met a couple of people, and this one guy was a partial owner of this startup web development social media company, and they've been doing that for about a year. And a year passed as we were here, and maybe about 3 or so months ago, he sent me he sent me an email asking if I knew anybody who knew stuff about. Audio stuff, a little bit about video, WordPress development, posting, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, look, everybody that I know that's around, you know, that is near, you know, that industry, everybody's in Atlanta that I know. I'm still kind of new here. So, but I know a little bit of that stuff. And he's like, hey, can you come in and talk to us? And then, like, they immediately brought me on. And
Oh, nice.
And this is what the exciting thing about it is that it started with... and it's funny how everything comes back around full circle and has meaning. I started doing some WordPress development, some social media app development. The subject of videos came up and I'm like, you know, I have a little bit of experience with that. And, they mess with Adobe Premiere, which we've seen Jason for years use. So we're all familiar with at least the product. And I was like, I've actually messed around with it a little bit here and that. So long story short, I ended up doing a couple of videos and the partners in the company completely love them. So in the last like month and a half that I've had this job and they've even given me my title, I'm the audio video director, for our company. And it's huge. Like we get to go on site to these different restaurants, companies. We do, you know, videos for Realty. So we're just constantly traveling back and forth, capturing video by hand. We also have one of those wireless drones that can record footage via a GoPro camera.
Cool. Yeah.
So we get like a lot of good zooming shots that you would in the past 20 years ago, you had to have a crane to get shots like that. But now we can do it with a robot helicopter. It's pretty dope. But it's been exciting. Like it's, just turn around the last couple of months, I look and I got a dream job. And it's doing something that, you know, in the early days of Indus, I was super excited and interested in video. And then I started dabbling here and there just to get a little bit of experience. But again, props to Jason for being able to kind of shed light on something that otherwise I never, or Indus in general, like I said, everything comes back around. And everything that I've learned here, I apply to my job, and it's
real
it's
life
crazy.
Skills, yo. In this
yeah,
spring.
It's insane how
Jeff, doing it's just you and me now, man.
But it's really
Jeff and Travis
really cool.
Have both turned their podcasting side project into a career of some sort. So,
but it always comes back around to the fact that I appreciate the chance to even come in and do this in the first place, because it literally changed my life, not just by the people I met, but what it allowed me to do in the future. And I have you guys to think about that hardcore. So thanks. But that's really it. That's all that's been going on. New
podcast
job.
Podcast done, man. Podcast
it's fucking
done.
Amazing.
Wrap it.
It's done. We've done our thing. 2 for 4. That's as good as it gets, baby. Let's get out.
It's over.
But that's it, man. Cool. G off, dude.
Hey.
Talk to me, man. How's it going on? The wedding planning?
Yeah, wedding planning is kind of not in full force yet. Wait until we move in to our place, and then we're going to go full force in the wedding planning. Take it one step at a time, man. Yeah, not much. Went to a wedding last week. Speaking of weddings, it was fun. A lot of fun, actually. It was one of Tony's older roommates from university, and we went and stayed overnight at this place close to Ottawa, Canada. And it
Is that where Ottawa is,
Ottawa
Jeff?
Is in Canada, yes.
Really?
It is the capital. It was just outside of Ottawa.
Okay, I did not know that. See, that's a fun fact. That's a fun fact.
Ottawa is the capital of Canada.
Don't insult my intelligence like I'm an ignoramus, sir. It's retarded. Now continue, please. I'm sorry.
No, but it was fun. We were like, oh, we have to go all the way up to this place. And, you know, like, I knew like most like her roommates plus their like husbands and boyfriends and stuff. But everyone else was like, yeah, I don't know if we're going to know them. And we had a really, 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 really good time. It was a lot of fun. Tanya ended up getting really, really drunk and passing out at like 12. And I was up with everybody till like, I don't know, probably like 3:30 in the morning, like during the after party and shit. So it was it was a good time.
Yeah.
And I managed to go through all that without smoking as well. So I'm now like over a month without smoking. So
really?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Amazing. Yeah. Really good, dude.
Have not even touched a smoke. So good. I'm still using the vaporizer, awesome. But hey, you know, not even close. Use not even close as much as I would.
Do you think that you would be able to do it without the vaporizer?
Yeah, like, soon. I can already tell I'm using the vaporizer less and less. So
no,
soon,
I'm saying from the get go. If you decide to take cold turkey,
no. I've tried like so many times. No fucking way in hell. No.
Interesting.
Not okay. Yeah, because the vaporizer has like some nicotine in it, and it's a lower dose, but it gets rid of those cravings really quick. So that really,
and it,
really
it's helps. And it seems like it's a really, really great option for people who are trying to smoke and everything. And
it really is.
And now you're starting to see people actually demonize this. Like, you ever know, have you seen that? It's aggravating. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's in a home, so kids can take it and smoke it, and it's still chemicals and nicotine.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, well, there's a bunch of other chemicals in the house that kids can get at. Like,
yeah, and they're going to bitch complain as they eat their fucking chemical burger from McDonald's down the street, and they're going to sit here. And
hey, there's nothing wrong with a McDonald's. Okay, I can't say that out loud. I'm sorry.
No, but it's true. He's got a point. And the worst is like, okay, like I can understand this, and non-smokers might not see this, but as a non-smoker, when you're a smoker, the most annoying thing is having non-smokers tell you you shouldn't smoke. It's like no fucking shit. I know that.
Ground rules for fighting.
Yeah,
especially if you're out of cigarettes. If you're out of cigarettes, you're throwing down.
Yeah. And it's like, you know what? I've been told that, like, of course I know smoking's bad. But the worst I've seen now is smoking this thing. Like, I still go outside for smokes, like, not smokes, but for this vaporizer thing. Like, for my normal break times would be just to kind of get out, get some, like, air, whatever, and I take a couple, like, pulls off the vaporizer. But there'll be smokers down there, like, at my work, that will make comments about it, kind of like you were saying. Like, people are kind of, like, trying to make, like, these things are really bad for you, which, they're not. If you read any of the articles that studies have done, all they say is they're bad for you. Like, they don't know how much, if they're like better for you than cigarettes, but they obviously are, considering that I've been on this thing for a month now and I can actually breathe. I'm not coughing. I'm actually starting to do cardio stuff now, and I'm not like dying after 2 minutes. So it's like it's like more like 5 minutes than I start feel like I'm gonna die. So that's, you know, getting up there.
Hey, every little improvement, right?
Hitting up that cardio to get the beach bod ready for the old honeymoon.
Exactly. So, yeah, but it just bugs me when even smokers are like, I'll be like, oh, you know, those things aren't supposed to be that good for you. I'm like, you're smoking a cigarette right now. Like, I will never be that guy who rags on smokers. If people want to smoke, you can smoke. That's fine. I'm never going to be that way, because I can say, I'm not ready to say I'm a non-smoker yet, just because maybe 3 months, I think that's the point when I get to that point. Yeah, I don't smoke. But I'll never be that guy ever. But don't be a smoker and tell me that are those things good for you? Like, or I don't know if I heard those things aren't good for you. Like, really? You have the irony of what, like, that.
What you have in your hand exactly. is a product I'm like, that on the side of it says causes fucking cancer.
Yeah. I'm like, yes.
Shut up.
There hasn't been studies on this, but all this shit is vegetable glyceride or some shit like that, flavoring and nicotine. There's like a million things in that cigarette you're smoking right there. Yes, I'm sure inhaling anything into your lungs
tar.
Is not good for you.
There is
tar.
Tar.
Yes.
You are putting tar in your lungs.
Exactly. This is essentially water vapor. Don't give me that shit. Like, God
damn it.
Once
it gets on your lips, it's so good.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that rant, but I'm happy about it. And most people would realize and be like, yeah, don't fucking listen to that. It's like, yeah. It's just something kind of new. People aren't really sure. And now it's, of course, all the tobacco companies, everything, they don't want this shit to get around because it's going to lose them a shitload of money. Because ever since I bought this thing, I haven't spent a single other penny on it, and I still have a lot more of the fluid left. And it's just yeah. rechargeable battery, so it's like I, you know, essentially I'm spending $10 a month, where I normally spend like $200+, easily.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
You're really so, yeah. passionate about this subject, Jeff. Like, you just went on like some crazy, like, early 90s MTV Dennis Leary rant on, like...
And like
how people should not talk to smokers.
I don't think he was that animated.
No, I wasn't that animated. It just pissed me off. Like, coming from like an Oswego, I understand that, but coming from smokers who are smoking, trying to give me shit for smoking a vaporizer, and like, I don't know if I, okay, I don't know, did I tell this story? Did I tell you the story when I went to the Blue Jay game the first week I was on this? On this, I feel like I'm taking some kind of medication.
Like, you went to the what?
Went to a Blue Jay game, like, it was the week after
no,
I started the
did.
Vaporizer. And I was at work, I had to work till a certain time, and then everyone else was getting there before I was, so I was meeting everyone at the Sky Dome. So I was walking, using this thing, and I'm like, this is the first time I was ever going out, not smoking. Like, I was going out to a J game, then we're going to go to a bar afterwards. I'm like, I was kind of nervous. I'm like, shit, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, like, not smoke. So I was like, you know, pull on this thing, walk in there, and I heard a dude behind me go, what's the point of smoking that? What's it going to do for you? Like, I guess because he just figured it's like, whatever. And I was like, at first I was like, you know what, just don't say anything, don't say anything. Because I had my earbuds in, but I could still hear him because I wasn't actually playing any music. And then I took a couple steps, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. So I turned around and I go, I looked at him like, what is this going to do for me? And him and Izzy standing there with his like girlfriend or wife, whatever, they kind of looked at me like, oh shit, like he heard me. I'm like, this actually, I haven't touched a cigarette in a month, which I kind of exaggerated. It was only been a week, but I'm like, maybe quit smoking for a month. That's what it's done after smoking for like 20 years. And they
right.
just kind of looked at me like, oh shit. And I was like, thank you. And I was like, yes, I'm glad I did that.
Have you smoked for 20 years? Really?
Not, okay, I started in high school, so probably like 16, and I'm 35 now.
Yeah, I was going to say, so close to it then.
Yeah, close to it, but I didn't really I smoked cigarettes here and there in high school, but it wasn't until I was probably in my early 20s when it was, like, I was, like, smoking, like, all the time, like, by myself. That's my, like, label, like, when I was smoking, I would just go out and, like, have a cigarette. That wasn't just in, like,
yeah.
a social
you're not an alcoholic unless you drink by yourself, right?
Exactly.
So you're not a smoker unless you smoke by yourself.
Yeah. When I started leaving my parents, like my home being like, I need to go for a cigarette, that's when I was like, shit, I'm addicted to smoke. That's when I was, like, smoking. So, anyway. Yeah, I started the T25 thing, too. That's going awesome. It fucking kicked my ass this week really bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That stuff's good, man.
It's really good.
And it's really good because it fits into your schedule.
Yep.
You know, before I had my life turned upside down, mm-hmm. and then before I sprained my ankle, I was actually going to start it back up again because I took like a 2.5 month break, but I had done it for like, I did it for 3 weeks and mm-hmm. I was watching what I ate during that 3 weeks mm-hmm. and I lost almost 10 pounds in that three
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
So it works well.
I don't know how much I've lost. Like this week, I've already noticed my like pants, being bigger. So I'm like, sweet. I don't know if I've lost really much, but anyway. Oh, one thing I love, the first one, because I haven't done like cardio in a while, the first one's like a cardio workout, and it's 25 minutes long, and it gets to like the 17 minute mark, and he's like, all right, guys, I'm sure you're really feeling it now. I was like, motherfucker, I was feeling it at like minute, like 3.25.
And you're doing those modified moves with that chick
oh,
in the front,
oh my God.
You?
At the beginning, I wasn't, but then I was like, holy shit, some of them you have to. I'm like,
that's
there's
right.
no fucking way I'm doing the regular one. Not right now, but each time I do it, I get better at it. So
yeah, I do about half of them as the modified moves, and
yeah,
the other
same
half
here.
Is regular. So,
but yeah, it's good stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I think Tanya's happy. She's like, you know, we got new players, I'm getting healthier, and I'm gonna try to keep it up. I was like just living like a dirt bag for the last like couple of years. Like, exercise. I go to the gym 3 times a week, lift some weights, and then just eat like fucking 3 Big Macs afterwards. That's healthy.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
I know what healthy is.
Exactly. That's it, man. That's it. That's enough boring shit out of this corner. Chris?
Yeah, so my ankle's still fucked up. It's not as bad as it was last week, of course, but it still hurts pretty bad. I can walk on it no problem, but it's like any jarring, like, abnormal movement. Like, if I were to, for instance, you know, if I were to try and play volleyball again, for instance, just trying to move from side to side would hurt like hell. And then, unfortunately, I'm not sure if this happened last week or not, walking on a single crutch for, you know, 5 days or whatever, actually fucked up my sciatic nerve, which is, if you guys don't know, it's a nerve that goes from like your lower back down to your foot.
It's your foot. Yeah, that's where it goes.
Of course. Yeah. Well, yeah, that shit hurts like hell. So now I've got two different issues, and I'm trying to work out because I'm like, I was like, all right, like before this happened, I was like, all right, next week I'm going to start back my workout set again. I've had my time off. And then after some workouts, I'm going to actually start riding a bike to work because it's only like 3.5 miles. And that's easy, no big deal. And then I sprained my ankle. And right now, all I can think about is I really want to start working out again. I really want to start riding my bike to work. Let's do this shit. And I can't do any of it right now. And it sucks. So I'm hoping that that clears up within the next week or so. And I'm probably going to have to go see another doctor about it. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Hey, Chris, I got to pick you up, man.
What's
I got to pick you up. Football.
Football.
It's almost time for football, buddy.
It is almost time for football. I have my fantasy draft on next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
And I'm in the process of being wooed into a fantasy league.
Are you?
I don't know if I'm going to give in or not.
Well, I'm running a free one. I'm not. There's no buy-in on mine. So, last year was my first year doing fantasy, and there was a buy-in of $60. And yeah, I lost that pretty hard. I think I went like 5-8 or something like that. I certainly wasn't in last place, but I wasn't exactly in playoff race either.
Yeah.
This time around, I'm actually running the league, and most of the people that are playing are like first or second time doing fantasy football. So
right.
At least it's more of an even playing field. So we'll see what happens.
Right. And listeners, don't worry. I have already off air reprimanded Chris for being a commissioner of a fantasy football league, but yet not ever watching an episode of FX's The League.
Bitch. I'm going to Netflix right now to put it in my queue.
Queue it up, son. Queue it up. But think about this, Chris. Think about this, because now you have power. So think about this name, Commissioner Riccio.
No.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
So, okay.
You can make business cards. Oh, you can make business cards. That would be great.
I really wish Jason was on right now because he would really appreciate this. So my the fantasy league that I'm doing is just members of my team at work.
Right.
And our manager's name is Chuck Cape. So the league name is Cape's Crusaders.
Okay.
So. Gotta love the Batman reference, but
oh, nice. Caped Crusaders,
Caped Crusaders.
Okay, I get it now.
He zoned out when he heard football a little bit.
Like, that's damn right he did. But yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, not much else is going on. Lots of work has slowed down a bit, but you know, we're still running. You know, at pretty much full speed. So
hey, and I gotta add one thing real quick. Now that you said that, because you sparked a really big. Thing. I never realized sitting at a computer all day working for like 8 to 9 hours a day would make you so fucking tired. Like when I get home, I am drained. It's like a whole nother kind of tired. I mean, that's normal, right?
I really don't feel that way.
I don't know.
It really depends. It's probably just because you're doing something completely different, and you're not physically tired, but you're mentally tired.
It wears me the fuck out. I come home and I want to get to bed.
Yeah, it's a different type of work that you're doing. So
yeah. Okay.
You'll get used to it.
All right. So basically, more Red Bulls and deal with it until it gets better.
Well, I mean, I drink two cups of coffee a day now. So
thanks, Jeff. Good advice, bud.
If that doesn't work, Travis, you can hit me up in the DMs. I can send you something.
Send me a little something.
All right, let's talk games. Travis, what's distracting you, bro?
Let's see. So I revisited Dragon's Dogma and I finally beat it.
Oh, you did?
About 10 minutes before the podcast began.
Oh, wow.
No, seriously. I'm still like, I feel like all red and everything. Like my temperature fills up because it was such a hard, it was like a 50 minute final boss battle.
Jesus, seriously? And,
like they the game wasn't necessarily, like once you get leveled, once you get to about level 10, because level 1 through 10, almost anything can kill you. From 10 on, you're keeping up at everything. But then there's, so you get a little bit comfortable, even lead the dungeon leading up to the final battle. You still feel pretty comfortable going through all the sub-bosses, you're just mowing them down. And you get to the last boss, and the learning curve is basically a 90-degree wall. I mean, it is just, it's ridiculous. So, and it's a long battle. Like I said, today it ended up being 50 minutes, and I've tried to fight him twice. So I've spent a lot of time on this one guy. So finally beat him. It's good. It looks like there's more story missions that happen after the main boss battle. So it's one of those RPGs that does that little thing. So I still have a little bit more to play of that. You guys talked about it last week a little bit. But the Last of Us Remastered, that was a nice, retreading.
Playing some more.
I've heard a lot of podcasts recently, and I've heard like this on two separate podcasts, the same comment. I don't know if they listen to each other or what, but they both said, I'm not playing it because I don't feel like that's a storyline that
they
I would ever want to revisit.
That was me.
That was you?
Yes.
Well, I know what Chris episode? Because I didn't hear that. Okay, so I don't understand that. Like I don't understand that. Like I think that is a story that you should revisit twice.
I played the game and it was very memorable. It was very tense, and it's just not. It's like one of those movies. Like I will always say it was great, but I just don't feel like I would want to go through it again. You know. It has nothing to do with the game itself. The game was fantastic. I'm trying to think of a movie that, okay, so if you haven't seen Contagion is a pretty good movie, but I would never want to see that movie again. It was something I experienced once and I'm glad I experienced it, but I don't want to see it again. That's kind of what this is for me. It was a great experience. I loved playing the game from what I played with it. But now it's done, and it was, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it happened. You know, I played it during a rough time of my life, and, I just
kind of brings up old things.
Yeah. I mean, I think that might have something to do with it. So maybe I may get out of that after a while, but at this point in time, it's just one of those things. I just don't have the desire to play it again right now.
Makes sense to
me. Yeah. It does. It does make sense when you explain it in that situation. But I don't know. Only thing I can do is explain it in my version that, that game does really, really special things toward the very end. The last conflict is the climax of the story is extremely poignant in terms of what main characters do for others. The last, three or four sentences in the entire script at the very end of the game, it's such a strong, strong ending. When I went back and replayed it, I always thought about that last scene. You know, every cut scene that came on, I always thought about that last scene, and I was able to see Joel develop so much more deeper as a character. So I was extremely happy that I was able to re-experience that again, knowing now what I know. And it made it a stronger, one might even say a more enjoyable experience my second time around.
I'm enjoying it more just because I threw it on easy and...
Oh, I totally did too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Easy.
Times I like...
See, if I played it again, I would put it on easy because I would want to experience it just for the story.
Yeah.
I don't want the tensity of like some of those encounters.
No, yeah. Like I remember
there were a few of those encounters that I went through it and it was like, I'm one of those people that's like, I really want to try and get it perfect. If I use too much ammo, I restart because I don't want to use that much ammo. So that's the kind of thing that I was going through at the time. And yeah, I would most definitely put it on easy if I played it again.
Well, one of the things that I'm doing now that I definitely did not do the last time I played The Last of Us on the PlayStation 3 was play multiplayer. I never touched it on PS3, not once.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't even go into the menus, I don't think, like to even attempt to. Well, I like it a lot, which is weird because lately in the past year, year and a half or so, I just haven't been interested, like, playing aside from Madden, like, playing any other, like, multiplayer shooter or anything, you know, deathmatchy type game, I've just not been interested in. It's just, for some reason, that Switch has been shut off for me, like, multiplayer's
not. Yeah, I haven't seen you on Titanfall in forever, either.
Well, yeah.
Does anyone have Titanfall?
No. I never got it.
Does anyone have an Xbox anymore?
No.
Do you have a PS... you sold it?
Yeah. I got all my money back for it. I was like, I just didn't play it. You know what I did
on
it?
You got all your money back for it?
Yeah.
Oh, you sold it to someone for full price?
Yeah. Well, no. It was at GameStop, but there was an extra promotion, and I did that. When I had an extra controller, so I basically lost money on a controller, but I got all $500 back for the Xbox.
I hear you.
Oh, there you go. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, where was I at, even?
You were saying you don't play...
Last of Us.
Multiplayer stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yes, no. Well, what made it special for me, though, was that it's kind of like a... it's not like really like your standard shooter, right? I mean, because once I started seeing that you can run around, you can do your killing and stuff like that, but you can't really go lone wolf in it. And that's something that I didn't like. I want to play games and work as a team and kind of stick together. And all these multiplayer shooters, like Battlefield does it, but there's still people that just try to like run and gun it. And that's just not my style. And if that's everybody else's style, I don't want to play the game. But seeing that you have to stick close together, you have to craft, you have to conserve your ammo because you never get a lot of bullets. And that kind of like turned me on to playing it. So I've actually been playing it a real good bit. And it's a blast. And it's a cool take because that gameplay is so specific for The Last of Us. Like when you're playing a single player, not once do you think multiplayer. Like it feels like it's matched for that only this one way of playing it. But it works in multiplayer, and it's just, yeah, it's really good. And ironically, my final game that I believe it was the last episode or two episodes ago, Jeff and Glenn were discussing FIFA and how Glenn that conversation happened. So ever since the World Cup, I've been playing like nonstop FIFA 14. Like nonstop. Like, motherfucker, I am good. I am good. So, no,
can you win
that
online?
Shit,
that's the big test. I'm sure you are. You're playing online.
Well, see, I don't think I'm properly skilled to play online because when I play sports modes single player by myself, I play the My Pro mode. So they always kind of put you in like the camera's situated differently than you would be playing multiplayer. So I wouldn't succeed as much on there because
what are you judging your goodness on?
On the fact that I can shoot really well and cross really well and dribble really well. I'm pretty sure I would hold my own pretty well in a pickup game.
Gotcha.
But I wouldn't be great like I am in Madden. So, no, but that's it. No, FIFA's great, dude. It's awesome. And just there's something about putting your likeness in the game, doing the EA photo game face. Putting yourself in there.
Dude,
it's great. I've posted a couple of videos of some pretty neat shots online, man. I love it.
Making my player looking like me, but it never even looks close. I'm just like, whatever. I'll make myself a black dude.
Are there any EA Sports games? Because almost all EA Sports games have it. Like, you can even get UFC and they'll have it. Actually, UFC has UFC has the first version of the updated game face. So UFC has the best photo game face on the market right
now. Actually, I've seen that. I've seen Jeff Gerstmann's from Giant Bomb, and it looks really good.
Yeah, it gets really good, yeah. So, yeah. You need to get an EA Sports game, brother.
I might get NHL this year. I haven't bought an NHL game in a long time. Since 2008.
That trailer at Gamescom looked really good.
It's been a long time since I bought an NHL game. I think I'm due. Usually buy the first or second one that comes... Usually the second one that comes out on the next-gen consoles. Because usually that's the one that's like, you know... But they took last year off, so I'm hoping this one's going to be like, yeah.
You would hope so. You would hope so.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Yeah, that's it for me. Jeff, what's up, dude?
Hey, have not played much. I played some more Titanfalls, those new maps. Last of Us Remastered. I'm trying to think of where I'm at there. I am in the middle of when those guys jump you in that city in like Pittsburgh or whatever.
Oh.
It's kind of close. It's not close to the beginning. It's a few hours in, but.
It's after you escape the. Yeah. It's after you leave him and Ellie's looking at porno mat. Well, spoilers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like a little. I'm a little bit, but probably about an hour, 4 or 5 minutes after that.
Right.
That's just good. Oh, I've been playing some X-Book. That's what we're calling it.
X-Book?
Xbox preview came out, well, in beta, like probably a few weeks ago. And so it's on the next update. It's kind of like a beta for the next like dashboard update. But now you can do a lot of Facebook-y stuff on the Xbox dashboard. Like if you make a video, you can share it with people or you can favorite it and other people can comment on it. Do whatever. At first, we're like, this is really stupid. But then a few of us that are in the preview things, this is actually pretty cool. Because you can, instead of having just like, hey, let's look for my friend's video, see if they post anything new, you can just share it with your friends or whatever. And it's like right there. And the, I don't know, Travis, you remember the activity feed before was really, really noisy and messy, and every single thing you did would show up in there.
I do remember that, yes.
They totally cut that out. So now the only thing that'll show up in there, if a friend gets like an achievement, or something like, it's not gonna be like, so-and-so started playing this, so-and-so did this. So it's, so they cut it down a lot. And now it's just like, anything that shows up in that feed, you can favorite or comment on or do whatever. And it's just, so it's kind of like they're adding like Facebook-y stuff. Well, you know, someone will put a video on something and you can just be like, that was really dumb, dude. Why do you make a video on that? It's just like Facebook. It's gonna be the same thing. People are just gonna be like, I'm not playing games anymore. We're just gonna comment on people's shit and be critical and big asshole.
Yeah. So, you see, that's something that I wish the PS4 would fix. Like, I think their activity feed,
shit is bad.
It's bad. It's really horrible. Like, I'll be honest with you.
I very rarely even look at it.
I mean, it's great that it performs, like, eons better than a PS3, for obvious reasons, but I just don't like that main menu. There's something about it.
I don't either. There's something about it. It's one long line of
everything. I was on yesterday. I'm like, oh my god! I'm like, I wanted to play
the cross media bar was significantly better.
Yeah, you can, much easier to delete stuff on the cross media bar.
Just put it to games and videos like they had in the last one. Like, I don't want to have like two games I played, an app I used for a bit, game, an app, video player, music player, app, game. Like, I wanted to play Resogun the other day, and it was literally one of the last things on the last of that
line. What bugs me even more about it is that it's like, it doesn't actually go by only your activity with it. If it automatically updates a game or something like that, that one gets moved to the front.
Yeah.
That's like, I haven't played you since like launch. Why are you here?
It's got to be in the next, it has to be in their next, like, update. Big. They haven't
done
like a big
update. They need to do something about that.
Since the editing thing.
Yeah, they have, they talked about 2.0 at Gamescom, and, you know, they talked about all these features, and the only thing I could think of is, where the hell is my suspend feature, fuckers? You know? I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah, I have no, we'll talk about how much I have no interest in having someone jump in my game and play with me.
Yeah. Like we'll talk about that later.
Why is that like a thing? Later.
Spoiler alert, I don't like it, the idea of someone coming to my game and playing with me.
Well, just turn it off.
Yeah, you don't have to have it on.
There we go, so I will.
That's one of the first things I do whenever I play, like, especially this generation, like, Watch Dogs had it.
Oh, God, as soon as I started Watch Dogs, I read up on the multiplayer, I was like, turn that shit off.
Yeah, and Destiny even, I was like, I didn't realize by default it made it so anyone could just join your game. Like, no, I want to put it to invite. Like, I usually maybe put it to friends only, but even sometimes that can be annoying. It's like, I just want to kind of mess around by myself, and so it's like, so-and-so has joined your party. I'm like, oh, God. Like, sorry, dude, I'm just messing around for a bit. So I usually just put it to, like, invite only now for all that shit.
Yeah, I for Destiny, I always had it friends only.
So. Yeah. Cool.
That's it.
So I'm guessing that preview thing is the next dashboard update, which I think is probably sometime soon. I'm guessing beginning of September. Or it might even be to everyone now. I don't even know, because I just know, like, a bunch of us are in, like, the beta thing, and that's been a couple of weeks now. So I don't even know if the actual thing has been released yet. I have no clue. No idea. But that's it. I have not played most, like anything, because we had the wedding, and this week's been all Gamescom stuff, so I've done a lot of coming home and watching stuff as opposed to playing stuff.
Yeah, and I got to appreciate that the PS4's IGN channel.
It's really good.
PS4 yeah, has an IGN channel.
Oh, yeah. It's yeah, so dude. Much better yeah. watching videos than on their clunky-ass website.
yeah.
yeah. It's yeah, so much better to watch videos.
Hmm. Cool. Well, I don't have a ton to talk about, so I played a lot more Rogue Legacy. I could not... I was, like, at the point where I could not stop playing that game. It works so well on the Vita, too, and that was really what got me. It was like, playing that on the Vita just felt perfect. So I finished the game last week. I think I said I finished the game. I finished New Game Plus, and I pretty much got all the way through New Game Plus 2. New Game Plus 2 was a bitch, because every enemy has, like, three variations, and I was actually talking to Travis about this a little bit before the show, but... the third variation of all the enemies, you don't see very many of them because they're like the hardest version of them. So they only show up on like rooms where they're trying to keep you from getting a specific chest or something like that. Well, New Game Plus 2, everything is that fucking third variation. So you just are just getting, it gets to the point where there's like enemies everywhere and bullets everywhere. And it's just, it got really crazy. But I ended up getting to the last boss on that one, and then, because I didn't want to reset the castle again, I let him kill me. And then I wanted to try and do, they did an update on the PC version, with some remix of bosses. And I went through one of those guys and I started messing with trying to get through them all. And that's kind of where I ended it off. So, I got through that first remixed boss, which was the giant eye. And, then the second one is a large skull, and I couldn't beat him just yet. So I'm still working on that. But I put that down only so I could pick up the Swapper, which was a pretty good game. It's a puzzle platformer, and kind of the story is that
It's Dead Space 4.
Maybe? I don't know. I didn't play Dead Space. I haven't played through all the Dead Spaces yet, but
have you opened your Dead Space 2 yet? And that's my running joke with you, Chris.
I did play Dead Space, yeah.
You
I
did eventually
Dead Space 1
open
and 2.
That?
Yeah, I played Dead Space 2.
You played 2?
Didn't you?
A little bit, yeah. I think I played 2 or 3 hours of it, or something like that. I did it at Extra Life one year.
That's right. I remember that now. That's right.
But,
I was super drunk that night.
Well, it was Extra Life, so that goes hand in hand. But the Swapper is like, you get this little... It's kind of like it looks like a flashlight you're carrying around, and you can basically create a clone of yourself, and then you can transfer your consciousness from one clone to the other. And it ends up being like this puzzle platformer where you're trying to open doors and pick up orbs, and you're trying to figure out what happened on this large ship. And the ship has all these, literally they're like, they look like giant rocks, and all these rocks like can talk to you in your mind. So you kind of get pieces of the story as you walk past them, because as you walk past them, they say something to you. And it's really... an unusual way to display a story, but
I was going
to
say it's an
effective.
Unusual story, period.
Yeah.
This guy talks
really
to rocks.
Yeah, dude talks to rocks. That's exactly right. But the actual gameplay of the game, the actual puzzles and the platforming and stuff like that, it's all pretty solid. And the puzzles are really good. So I'm enjoying the hell out of that. It's not a very long game. I think I'm pretty close to the end already. So I'll probably have that beat by next week, which I hope I will, because Diablo comes out soon, spoilers, but, yeah, that is pretty much it.
Did you just spoiler a release date that everybody and their grandmother knows about?
Yes.
It was well done.
I spoiled our new releases coming up after Gamescom.
The commissioner is being considerate, okay?
That's right.
He's looking out for people.
Commish. Did I tell you guys that I should just ask Jeff, cause Travis, I don't think, well, you may have heard it while listening, but, did I talk about, Sonic Transformed and actually getting through the World Tour mode?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So this happened a while ago, and I don't know, you've played Sonic Transformed, right, Jeff?
Yeah. I have it on the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Did you ever try any of the races on hard?
No, I think even on medium, they're kind of tough at the beginning.
Once you get used to it, that gets easier. But hard is fucking hard, all right? Like, I almost threw my Vita several times hard.
Oh, God.
Well, I went through the entire World Tour mode, and I finished all the races on easy and medium, And a lot of the non-race events, like they have those drift events and a lot of that stuff. So like for the first, exactly. So for the first two or three circuits, I finished all of those on hard. I didn't finish any of the races on hard because the races on hard are just fucking ridiculous. Well, after you get through the world tour, it opens up a final circuit that has all the tracks going in reverse, and then it opens up a fourth difficulty for every fucking race. And I'm looking at it like, really? Fucking more? I mean, there's a... So what is that, like super the fucking hardest? Is that like the opposite of Jason mode? I mean, I couldn't believe it. I don't remember if I talked about that or not.
I don't think you did.
I pretty much saw that, and I was like, I'm just going to put this game down now. I'm good. So... But yeah, that's it for me. So I say let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk about Gamescom.
Yeah.
And then we'll do new releases, listener email, and we'll talk about next week. So stay with us.
I'm good.
And we'll be right back.
Yep. It's time to wake up. We'll be right back.
Welcome back.
You welcome back. Travis.
Oh, yeah.
Get it? You welcome back.
No. Is that one of your cheap imports?
That's my new tagline. That's my new catchphrase for the welcome back.
Oh, yeah?
A crack of the beer.
What up, Chris? Alrighty. What are we talking about now?
We're talking about some Gamescom, yo. Whatever it is, we're moving on from the conversation he's having. So, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was not able to keep up. So I'm going to try and input as much as I can.
Okay.
So let's get to this. Jeff, why don't you start us out? Let's talk about Microsoft first, because they had a lot of...
MS started, yeah. They had the...
Interesting things going on.
They were
on.
the first people to go on the Tuesday morning. Well,
before we even mention a game, can we just have an open letter to Gamescom and say, put your fucking game convention on the fucking weekend? Like a normal person?
It's hard. America. Everything should roll around us, our time zone.
First world problems.
It was kind of cool, though, because usually, like, I will book off a day for E3 to watch, like, Sony, Microsoft, like, Nintendo, or, like, Ubisoft, all that stuff. And, like, this is the first one I woke up in the morning, and Microsoft was on at, like, 8 a.m. And I was like, oh, my God, I can watch this before going to work. And then I think Sony's on at, like, 1, so I wasn't able to watch that one. But
yeah, I was at work, and I actually pulled Sony's up on my phone. Nice. While I was at work. And I didn't catch it all, obviously, because I was only half listening. But they haven't really broadcast much of Gamescom up until this year,
I think,
right?
This is the first. I think they have, but not really. I don't think they really broadcast this. I don't think their keynotes and like pressers were as big as they were this year. Like this year, like we talked about this like off the air, it felt like an E3.
Yeah, like, it really did. Like this was one of the bigger Gamescoms that we've talked about. Because we've never really said, hey, we're going to talk about Gamescom.
No, you know,
we've been doing this for 7 years now. And
what becomes the problem is that we were not expecting this, like, whatsoever.
No.
Like, we had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we're bombarded with, like, all these awesome press conferences. And
it's like, look at this. There's lots of news today.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, holy shit. So. And it kept going. Like, the first, like, 3 days were pretty steady.
Yep. Like Monday, Tuesday. Well, Monday started off with the whole Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I always say Advanced Warfighter always.
Got me a little excited about it.
I'm sold on it again. It's the first Call of Duty I'm actually like really excited for since Modern Warfare.
That shit looks good.
It looks really good.
That shit looks really good.
The double jump and the air dodging and the dodging stuff looks enough to change up Call of Duty's gameplay to make it more vertical. So it looks like it plays different enough from Titanfall for people to just be like, oh, it just looks like they're like, you know, aping some Titanfall stuff. But it looks awesome. I love the art. I like this futuristic.
I'm going to tell you, Activision made a good decision in giving the Call of Duty franchise to 3 teams now. So it's basically a 3-year life cycle.
Yeah.
For every game, more development, more fine tuning, more chances to, I mean, with an extra, you know, extra year.
Yeah.
You can innovate.
A lot. There's a lot of new stuff in it, and I think it looks really good, both single player and the multiplayer. It's like the big multiplayer reveal was on Monday.
Yeah, so, and it looked good. It
looked fun. It looked really cool. They went back to kind of like... Oh, no, that's a different game I want to talk about later. Going back to basics, but yeah, I'm excited. I will get it. And the cool thing they did was, if you pre-order, the big pre-order bonus is you get to play it a day early. So
yeah,
instead of getting it on the 4th, you can get it on the 3rd.
Now, is when that I say like a day play... early, is it just the multiplayer, or
yeah,
is it
no? It's everything. Like you can even pick up the game from retail. Like the actual,
really,
the day zero cases, like the retail cases for Xbox One, PlayStation 4. I can't remember. Is this on last check? Yeah, it is, but it's done by a different team. The actual ones that are day zero have a different cover art, or the cover art's kind of the same, but it's like more blackish and it has day zero on it. So you can actually pick up the game or download it fully a day earlier.
You see, I'm so out of the loop on this shit now because I don't have the time, or I don't work at GameStop anymore. It's like
exactly.
I would have been on top of this. I'm like, holy shit, really, Jeff? That's the coolest.
Like, that's the coolest.
That's a great idea.
Wow.
Yeah. It is fucking awesome, but it's not as cool as like, I mean, after EA just dropped the EA Access thing and how if you pre-order a game, you can play a game a week early. That's, you know,
that's
a little bit
yeah.
of a bigger deal. But it's only for like a couple hours, something like that, or so. I can't remember. No, that's another thing we're getting too late. Fuck, I'm getting everything mixed up. God damn it.
There's a lot. We just need to start spitting.
Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, or Advanced Warfare.
Advanced Warfighter. Warfighter.
Fucking, the new Call of Duty
looks awesome.
Tom Clancy's
Ghost Warfighter.
Oh! It looks good. Okay, I'm excited.
Yes, agreed. It looks really fucking amazing.
Titan Warfighter?
Yeah, we call it Titan Warfighter. I don't care. It looks awesome.
Warfighter Fall. Really
good. It's Warfighter Fall. There you go.
Fall.
Yeah, I like that.
Then Microsoft, of course, won the next day. I got the bundle. They started off with a FIFA 15 bundle.
Which should do pretty well.
It'll do good in Europe.
I guess it really, FIFA... yeah. Well, it's only coming out in Europe, right?
Yeah,
so
that's
the big question in, though, is can they break into that market? Because they've been having a lot of trouble in that market so far.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing okay, but...
They do good in the UK and stuff like that, but they don't do well really
in all of Europe. Like the majority of Europe is a Sony
territory. The entire world is more of a Sony territory except for North America, and that was like last generation. To be honest, like it's like just like the 360 and PS3. North America was the 360 territory. It's obviously the biggest one, but the rest of the world is pretty much Sony outside of UK and North America.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, which is
and maybe
which
some
is,
smaller countries.
Yeah.
But yeah,
agreed.
So
but that's, I mean, that, but the good thing is that they're doing all these bundles and the FIFA bundle is that like, yeah, so the FIFA bundle, they're actually including the game at no extra cost. So
yeah. And same with they also announced a Sunset Overdrive bundle, which is the white Xbox One and the white controller, the white Xbox One.
It's so tempting.
It is tempting.
It's
that
white
so Xbox
tempting.
Is sexy.
That's the same as
it's
the
sexy.
FIFA one, right? I think it's $399.99.
Yeah.
You basically
and it comes
the
with the game.
Free.
So you get the game for free, basically.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, it's like the one game that they have coming that I'm like, that looks really cool. It's Sunset Overdrive. And I've pretty much told myself, I'm going to hold off day one. I'm not going to pick it up day one, but I'll be damned if there's like if I see one of those things on Black Friday and it's like $300, I will buy that shit. Cause I mean, I know that for a fact. Well, maybe not a fact, but I am almost positive. Let's say that way. I'm almost positive. I'm going to end up with all three systems again this time. So I see no problem with that entry being, this particular bundle for $300 on Black Friday. If I can make that happen, I'll make it happen, man.
Go for it. And the other bundle they announced was also the Call of Duty one, which is actually a Call of Duty style Xbox One and controller that comes with the game as well as a 1 terabyte hard drive for $100. No Kinect.
No Kinect, and it's still
$500. It's $499.99.
Yeah, so I'm going to throw this out there. I really feel like Activision's hands are in this one, because...
But is that coming with, like, a special edition, or is that a single $60 retail copy?
It's a digital download.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
you don't even get a case.
So that's the thing. It's like you're basically spending, based on the last two bundles we just talked about, you're basically spending $100 for 500 gigs
of
hard drive space.
Yeah.
You know? And an interesting paint job. And a controller with some bling on it, which I really don't like. The gold pad and stuff.
I don't
like the gold pad. It's like, I think the controller looks fine. It's just that gold trim on it. It needs to go.
Yeah. I think actually the console looks kind of decent. I like, especially over the air vent, which is pretty much 70% of the Xbox One is a fucking air vent.
Pretty much all of it.
I like that probably kind of simple thing on there.
Yeah, I mean, the console doesn't look bad, but I would still rather have that pure white one.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like, I want more, like, I can already tell, like, with the digital stuff I'm getting, I'm going to need it like a bigger hard drive for both my Xbox and my PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
But you can do an external one for both, can't you, right now?
I don't think you can do an external one for the PS4 yet.
But it's gonna come though, for
but
sure.
But I think that is gonna come, but you can replace it just like you could the PS3.
So how much would like a terabyte be to buy and just plug that shit into whatever?
I'm not 100% sure, but I tell
would
you what, I'll look it up for you while you're looking at it. It would be less than $100.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So it's like, yeah, maybe Activision kind of thing, cause like they're giving, like Microsoft themselves is giving a free game, or and EA actually is giving away a free game with the other two bundles, and it looks like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised they're making up their money by giving the game away to be like, hey, we're going to charge $100 more for it for a terabyte. But, yeah, anyway, those are the three bundles that were announced. Hey, Goat Simulator, that's coming to Xbox One. I get that whole.
That's really interesting.
It wasn't like a big reveal or anything. It was just like they showed a montage of the indie games, and that was just one of the games they showed.
That's a game, though, that will sell.
I think it'll just sell because on the console. Yeah, it's so
that
stupid.
Game gets so much press, like just on like the, so the video game, you know, journalism
on just
side
how
of,
ridiculous side it is. You mean?
Yeah, there's at least one, you know, Goat Simulator article on Kotaku a week, at least one.
Yeah.
So it gets eyes, and then there's a lot of people out there who are console players and they don't have a PC, so they don't touch it. But now they get a chance to. I think it'll sell.
Yeah. I think it will too. I think people will buy it. It won't exactly be try not to fart, but it'll be a lot of people that are just like interested. It's like Goat Simulator.
Can we
hell?
Get the next gen try not to fart?
I'm like, telling you.
What else?
Hey guys. So 1 terabyte, 2.5 inch, 3.5 inch, 3.5 inches laptop, right?
$40.
No idea.
Let's see, 2.5 inch. You're looking at between $50 and $60.
That's oh, it's close.
Okay, see, there you go. I'm just gonna do that. I'm just gonna go that route and buy hard drives for them. Cause, yeah. Anyway, back to the indie thing. They showed a bunch of indie games. Smite. You guys heard of that's like a. I guess that's kind of like a MOBA. That's coming to Xbox One. I think the whole hot term of the Gamescom, which I think started in E3 for both sides, isn't exclusive, but console debut. I'm not sure if you guys noticed that, but both of them use that word, that term a lot in regards to indie stuff. So I think a lot of indie stuff is like, they'll have the console, like, Goat Simulator said console debut on Xbox One. And same kind of thing with, like, some indie stuff on the Sony side. So it's like,
Sony was saying play first on PlayStation or console debut. Yeah.
So a lot of these indie montages they both had, I have a feeling, because if you're an indie developer, you want to be on everything you possibly can.
Everything.
And I can't see Microsoft and Sony pushing out big bucks for indie games, because I know that's like a big thing in terms of like the small nucleus of pure gamers that are on the internet, but it's not like a big mass market thing. It just becomes down to what that developer can make for first with their team without outsourcing. It's like, hey, we have a small ass team, so we're going to just focus on that. So that was a lot of that stuff. So a lot of stuff they feel like, hey, first, console first. So just keep that in mind, like everyone. But that was like the Goat Simulator, and there's another one, which I've never heard of, which apparently is kind of an okay deal, Space Engineers. I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, never heard of that either. what else is there?
I got one. Should...
Go.
If it's not too rude. So I'll ask a question first. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Travis?
I'm good. Hey, Microsoft, I mean, Sony sure does love their Uncharted series and how it's exclusive to their console, right?
They really do.
Well, now Microsoft really loves them some Tomb Raider, right?
Oh, you're jumping right into that right now?
I really want to talk about this. This is the only thing I have. This is the only thing I have for the Xbox.
The funny thing is about that is conversation. We saw this, and I was watching it with a Sniper and Nintendad, and we're watching this live. And I remember they said like everything after here is gonna have something to do with like exclusive with Xbox One, and that came on like next. And we're like, what's it gonna have, like some kind of exclusive DLC or some stupid costume? Like, no, it's holiday exclusive 2015. You're like, what the fuck? Like, what? That really? That's really weird. It doesn't really make sense for anybody but Microsoft, I guess.
And I really don't think it makes much sense for them either.
Yeah,
And the reason I say that is because you know that with this deal, Sony is going to line up Uncharted 4 with Tomb Raider. They're going to line up Uncharted 4 with Tomb Raider, and they're going to pack it in with the PS4.
Yeah, probably. But then Xbox One's going to have Halo 5, so I don't think Microsoft's worried.
Well, that's true. But, you know, the point is that I don't, you know, it doesn't really get them much.
No, you know? I think I was talking to people like, okay, this is the big thing. It's a portfolio thing. It's like the Wii U. We were never talking about the Wii U when Mario came out. We were never talking about the Wii U when, like, Zombie U was out, like a launch title. But when it starts to get more and more games, people start to think about it like, okay, now if I get it, there's going to be... It's worth getting now. It's worth buying a console for. And I think that's what they're trying to go for, because at that time next year, they'll have Halo, they'll have the stuff they had this year, then they'll have, like, Tomb Raider. So I think it's going to be another thing that's, like, just another exclusive they have for whatever. It's timed exclusive, for sure. It is not exclusive.
Well, they already said that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
so it,
who knows?
So
and,
it
that's,
is timed.
And that's part of my problem.
Yeah, it is
so
timed.
It's 100, so real quick, I want to clarify. It is 100% timed, right?
It is like, that's, timed exclusive.
It is timed exclusive, but neither Microsoft or Square Enix said it's coming to PS4. So a lot of people are like, well, it could just mean it's PC. I'm like, no, it's going to come to PS4.
It'll come to PS4.
There's no way.
And so that's the thing. It's like it was right out of the gate. A lot of, you know, there was a lot of talk of, is it timed exclusive? Because every time they said exclusive, exclusive was backed up with holiday 2015. Yeah,
they never said exclusive. They said it was exclusive to holiday 2015. That's what they said.
Well, and
they never really
lied. That kind of brings me to my issue, because five minutes ago we were talking about how Sony and Microsoft with indies were saying console debut,
console debut,
PlayStation. This one, they came out and said exclusive, and then they said holiday 2015.
They said holiday exclusive. Did you watch the thing?
They said
coming to Xbox exclusively holiday 2015 is what
right.
those exact words.
And that's what I'm saying. Coming to Xbox exclusively.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that it says holiday 2015. That could just be the date. I mean, this was a marketing way of putting it to try and confuse consumers to think it's only coming out on Xbox, so let's go buy an Xbox.
Of course it is. They paid for it. They want people to be like, oh, it's only coming on Xbox. Of course they're
going
to do that.
And that annoys the shit out of me, because Sony has not done that this year. This generation, everything has been coming to PlayStation first or console debut. None of it, and at no point have they said exclusive. And then it turns out, and then kind of dodged all the questions about it being a times exclusive.
They didn't dodge it. Phil Spencer actually came out and said,
yeah,
no, it's
finally,
a
after he got drilled
it was the
next by like,
day.
after he got
His
drilled,
first interview he had
after he got drilled by like 15 people there, I'm sure. Like everybody came and hit them with this.
Yeah.
Like
it's not
everybody
a big deal.
Was
they
asking
said
this
it's
question.
Coming exclusively in 2015. I don't, who cares? They're businesses. Of course they're going to do that. Like, why are you upset by that? Who cares?
Because they're trying to pull the wool over uninformed consumers, and that.
So why does that
nuts.
Bother you? Because people might buy an Xbox One instead of a PS4.
No, it's because they're
then
trying to pull the
bother?
Wool over
the
eyes.
The gauntlet
of
has been thrown
consumers.
Down.
Be honest,
Jeff.
Why would that bother
and
anybody?
And I'm being like, honest too. It bothers me because they're trying to trick people, and that's bullshit. That bothers me. No matter who does it, it bothers me, Jeff.
But it's eh. I would probably be able to think of stuff, but I guarantee you, like, it's happened with everyone.
Oh, I'm sure it has, but, you know, I thought we were past that. It's like, this generation, we haven't seen that yet, and all of a sudden they drop it again. I mean, this has been a really good console generation so far.
But if they're gonna pay for something, right, which obviously they did, this isn't Square Enix doing this just out of their goodwill, saying, here, Microsoft, here, take this. You're not gonna sit there and be like, it's not exclusive, it's also, you're not gonna say that. There's be no point in that. You're throwing all your money out the window. You're not even giving it a chance to even have an effect to sell more consoles. So of course they're going to say that.
I think it would have just been better for them to stick to the mantra of saying coming first to Xbox One.
Yeah, they could have.
It would have looked better for them to say it that way.
They could have said coming first here, whatever.
And at a time that became standard practice for like Call of Duty content or Battlefield content, they started saying
Grand
that quite
War.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm
quite
saying.
Often.
And then this is like a curveball out of left field because everybody was doing it that way. It's like no one was doing this wool over the eyes bullshit. And
but why
whether
are
you
so
have
angry?
A problem with
that's
it,
what really I'm like who
because
cares?
It bothers me when big businesses do shit like this, dude. This is like you're taking advantage of the average consumer, and that drives
let's
me nuts.
Let's just call it that. It's just another form of like corporate overthrow or whatever you want to call it, but it happens in the video game world too, and it sucks. It bothers some people.
It's going to bother some people for sure.
Some
but
people
they could
not.
Have said coming first to this, first
but
whatever.
Yeah,
if
they would
happens.
Have said it that way, it would have been a completely different.
I know.
That's
guys,
part that bothers
it just
me
happens. Let's just move on
like,
to the next game.
No, that's what, well,
it happens.
Gonna,
this stuff
say,
sucks.
It does suck. But what bugged me about the whole thing is if people saying, "Well, they're paying for this." Like, yeah. Well, you know what? Do you think Sony just got Bloodborne out of from software?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care that they paid for the exclusive. It's like I mean,
yeah.
I think okay,
no,
so,
you're not. I'm saying your point is actually has some validity in the way that they said it. I'm saying other people. Like bitching about like, oh my god, they just paid for this, please pay for this, pay for this.
Yeah,
like,
so what?
They're denying their fans, but like people didn't say boo when Bloodborne was exclusive to PS4. Like I'm pretty sure From Software weren't like, you know what, we're just gonna make this for you guys just for Edinburgh. Because we know a lot of people who play Dark Souls on everything and love this type of game.
Is Bloodborne one of the free to play games?
No, it's From Software. It's not a free.
Yeah,
play,
it's
no.
a
it's not a free
whole
play.
Game.
One of them was free to play. There was one exclusive that was coming.
Well,
was
we haven't seen anything on that since it was announced. That there was a Capcom one.
Yeah, that one I remember that one, but I thought there was another one that they talked about.
What
at E3.
Was it called? This is really now I can't remember what that was called. It was so long ago. We haven't seen anything on it in like a year.
I know.
That's Capcom games.
Yeah, sure. But I as far as like paying to get exclusives, I mean, I don't care about that. I mean, that's just business. That's the way you entice people to get to your console.
If you don't have exclusives, you're not going to sell consoles. That's
exactly.
The way it is.
Exactly.
It's like, that's why you decide from one or the other. But yeah, I agree with you. Saying it's holiday exclusive versus first on here, they should have probably said first on Xbox. We don't know. It could be, unless it's a big thing where it's not, because let's be honest, it's coming
real
to
quick.
PS4.
I want to stop this because now I'm starting to think that there might be some inconsistencies here. Has Microsoft officially come out and said it is a timed exclusive?
They said that their deal has a duration.
He said it's got a duration.
Yes,
but he didn't say a duration.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure because I wanted to hear the exact quote from both of you at the same time, like you just did. Just so I know.
He came out and said it has a duration.
Just the argument made me think. Okay, really? Did they actually come out, or is it speculations? Okay,
no, they did, but they didn't say. Neither of them said what it's coming up, because technically that could be PC. Which I'm just saying, assuming it's probably going to be also on PS4. So if it doesn't come out on PS4. And to be like, well, then this whole freaking conversation was moot if it doesn't do. But it's going to come out on PS4.
Yeah, it's got to come out on PS4. I mean, when you think about it,
your Canadian support.
even with arguably the 360 being the more popular system of last generation. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, worldwide, they're pretty much dead even, right? But especially in America. North America, it wasn't even close. I mean, 360 won by like 10 million units. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. A bit,
The PS3 version of Tomb Raider still sold better.
It still sold more.
But a lot of that was because of Europe, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I haven't checked the...
Yeah, a lot of that was because of Europe. I think Europe sold like 3-1 or something like that for PS3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's because she's British.
Oh, there you go.
there you go.
She's a British heroine. Apparently they like that kind of
thing. I definitely think it's going to end up hitting PS4. The only question is when. I mean, they said holiday, it could be, honestly, it could be like January. I mean, I don't think it is. I don't think it will be.
No, it's probably they would not pay for like
It'll probably be February or March, I would think, at the earliest.
About 6 months.
That's about 6 months. That makes about sense, yeah. But I think a bunch of people blew up for no reason. It's like, this shit happens, like it's... I don't know.
I really don't think anybody should be getting upset about paying for exclusives, because that's been happening forever.
And it also, we don't know if this is the Bayonetta 2 effect. Like, they have not come out. For all we know, because Square said they were not impressed by Tomb Raider sales. So for all we know, if Microsoft didn't come in and say, hey, listen, we'll help you out, give it to us exclusive for X amount of time, we'll help fund this.
Yeah, I know this is gonna get marketed like crazy.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
From the Microsoft perspective.
I think it's time exclusivity is proven to work in terms of not necessarily selling consoles, but more obviously, like, look at BioShock, any of the Mass Effects, they've all sold better on 360, even though they came to PS3 eventually.
Yeah.
It's proven. Anything comes out first usually sells more. So that's, I think, worth the kind of banking on.
But I guess the question I have is, would it have sold?
I think it would have sold more overall.
It would have sold, 100%. Yeah. It would sell more overall.
Yeah.
You know, if it released, you know.
But then that brings me back to the whole thing: would it have been made if Microsoft didn't pitch in?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question.
The Bayonetta 2 effect.
Bayonetta is a different story because they're, you know, Nintendo's publishing it.
Yeah, yeah. Microsoft isn't publishing this. I don't think it's just
So it's slightly different. But I know that one of the reasons that Square Enix is doing this is for publishing dollars. Or not publishing, I'm sorry, for marketing dollars.
For marketing dollars. They want to push the...
Exactly.
And I don't care about the whole thing about going up against Uncharted. I don't think they really care about that shit at all. And
you don't
it
think
wouldn't be smart to
that
put
Microsoft
Uncharted
wants their own Uncharted?
Only if it was for sure exclusive. I don't think it's going to be a for sure exclusive. I think it's going to be still multi-platform. I don't think Microsoft worried about the exclusive next holiday because they're going to have Halo 5. And as much as people want to say Halo doesn't mean anything, Halo 4 was,
Halo's
the second
huge
best-selling exclusive game of all last generation. So it's like Halo still means something. I don't think they're worried about that.
Yeah.
If they could keep Uncharted, Tomb Raider, I'm sure they would, but it's not theirs. So I don't know. I honestly don't, like we said at the beginning, I don't think it really helps out anybody. I just think it's another game for the portfolio of Microsoft to have next fall. So that is exclusive next fall. Just so people will be like, I'm going to buy that now. Like us, like we were at the Wii U. When Mario Kart came out, we're all like, you know, I'm thinking about getting a Wii U. Mm-hmm. I still haven't got one, but at that point, it's like, yeah, they have about 5 or 6 games now I want to play.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. Like you're saying, hey, you know, Sunset Overdrive and a new bundle, you know, add 4 or 5 more games to that.
Like, Sunset Overdrive looks like so much fun.
It does look cool.
It really does. I'm not a big fan of like play for points type style.
Oh, yeah.
Video gaming. So like,
I gotcha.
Sunset Overdrive, even though it looks amazing, like one of the coolest looking games.
I do want to see more storyline type stuff.
I'm trying to keep my expectations in check because lately Insomniac's been having like they have games that show really well and then when they come out they're not so good.
Like what?
You know, like all the Resistance games, for instance.
Resistance 3 was good.
Resistance 3 was good. Yeah.
Resistance 3 was really good.
One was fun, I will say, cuz I actually finished one, the actual story.
Yeah, and I liked it too. It was my first like third generation first person shooter, so I was like super pumped for it.
And Ratchet and Clank games are always good.
Yeah, Ratchet and Clank is always good. This looks like
a mix between that and like I don't know. I don't even know what it looks like.
Jet Set Radio. Like,
yeah,
a lot of people are making that comparison.
Pretty. It looks funny.
Yeah.
So there it says that Quantum Break was shown for the first time gameplay from Remedy.
That's like I still need to watch that video. Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen it yet either.
It looks really good.
Because one of the things, like when they announced all the games for Xbox One, like way back, Quantum Break was one of the ones that I was like, that looks interesting. Like just the concept of how they were displaying what was going on. Of course, it was just a video. You know, it was just cinematic.
Yeah.
But just the actual concepts that they were displaying from that video, I was like, that looks interesting. I mean, is this the way this is going to work? Are you actually investigating? You're kind of stopping time and investigating what's going on. That's kind of neat. So I need to watch that video still.
What they showed in the thing was more like a cover-based shooter type thing, but you can stop time either overall or stop time on a certain character, like enemies, so they stop. And you put bullets like close to them, then when you start time, the bullets all fly into their face or whatever. And then,
ooh, that's kind of cool.
So yeah, towards the end, all
that sounds great.
And then
I'm gonna watch the video now. I'll be right back.
They do a part where everything freezes and you're walking around, everything's frozen. And he's like, you know how like Naughty Dog does like the whole like arm on the walls and pushing on objects, and you're kind of like walking by stuff. He does that, but in terms of stuff that's frozen, it
kind
of floats away like it's got zero gravity.
Dude, that sounds like the dopest shit. Yeah, like
it does look pretty cool. Yeah. It's supposed to be. Oh, they didn't do it. They didn't do it in a release date. It's supposed to be next March or like first quarter. But who knows? That looked kind of cool. What else did they show? Halo Channel. Who cares about that? It's like some kind of channel, like an Xbox One that's gonna have like
a channel with Halo.
It sounds cool, but they didn't really explain what the fuck it is. So I'm like, okay, it's some other way to get Halo stuff. They showed Halo Collection. They showed the single player for the first time. And I was very disappointed in how the single player looked because it's all remastered and redone. I'm not sure it was the level they chose to show or they just didn't show for that long, but
they're just remastering part two, right?
Yeah, it was one of the Halo part of the Halo ring we got it that looks like Earth. It's like the second level or whatever. It looked good. It looked way better than the Xbox version, but it looked 360 good. Like I kind of think that they might have built the first single player on 360 first, and they're like, yeah, let's wait for Xbox One. Then they showed off some multiplayer, and the multiplayer looks amazing. You can tell that the multiplayer they built for Xbox One, like the maps, the redone maps. They announced Sanctuary. I don't know if you remember that from Halo 2. Looks fucking amazing. So no, I don't know.
It's Halo. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, no. No one likes Halo. No one cares about it.
Whatever.
It's just Halo. It'll sell a few copies. Whatever.
They showed a little bit of a Halo 5 teaser for the beta that's going to be running from December 29th through January 18th. That's where they're going back to the roots. They're going back to there's no loadouts anymore. Everyone starts with like the same gear. You got to go find your gear on the map.
Good.
Which a lot of people are happy for. That's why a lot of people stop playing Halo 4, like the hardcore players, because like, I don't want loadout stuff. I
did not like that. It's like, I don't like to make decisions before I play video games.
But you loved Call of Duty for so long.
I made one custom thing and stuck to it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. So that's Evolve beta is coming also in January. So the Halo 5 Guardians beta and the Evolve beta are going to run overlap by a little bit. Actually, no, I think the Evolve one is just after the Halo 5 one. So, yeah, there's not, oh my God, one game. I don't know if either of you guys saw this trailer. You got to look it up. It's called Scream Ride, and
I heard about that.
Yeah, when we first started watching, it was like, oh, it's dumb. Like, this is just a roller coaster tycoon type thing. And then we realized you can make the roller coaster just go fucking, like, to hell. Just, like, break and, like, you see the people flying off of it screaming and, like, crashing into shit. But the characters are so, like, animated. It looks really, really funny. Like, it's like they're having such a good time. They start, like literally scared for their lives. It looks kind of interesting. So if they can get that kind of, like, the persona of those, like, little avatars while you're actually playing the game, building your roller coasters and stuff, and see that while you're playing it, not just, like, in the trailer, I think that would be kind of funny. I'm not creative, but I would definitely play other people's shit and see what happens.
I'm not creative, but I think that's funny.
Yeah, I think it's funny, but I would not be able to build those roller coasters. It looks pretty cool. I don't know, I think that's pretty much it, really. I don't know, there was only really
there's
much...
lots of Halo. I know that. They had Halo 5, they had Halo...
Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo Channel.
Halo Channel.
Halo
and then the new bundles, which we talked about. And
they showed Ori. They showed
about.
Gameplay of Ori and the Blind Forest. So good. Oh my god, I can't wait.
I will definitely be picking that up when it
comes out.
That should
be soon, actually. I think that was in the fall, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much it, I think. Unless you guys remember anything.
I think that's all we got. So, let's talk Sony real quick.
So Sony's was right after, well, a couple hours after that.
A couple hours after. And they showed, they showed a lot. They showed some Bloodborne. More new gameplay of that.
I want to play that, but I'm.
I heard that it's going to be a little bit more approachable than the Souls games.
I hope so. It looks approachable in gameplay, but in terms of aesthetics, that game looks creepy.
It looks like a Souls game.
It looks like a downer.
I'm
not sure if I'm getting this game. I'll be honest with you. it's just not the kind of thing I'm into right now.
It looks good. It looks really good.
It looks amazing. Like visually.
Visually, aesthetically, it looks really good.
Yeah. They talked some little. They had a new Little Big Planet gameplay. New trailer, anyway. They talked about First Light, Infamous First Light, which is the one that it's the standalone. Infamous that stars Fetch. That's her name,
Fetch,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that because the neon powers were my favorite in Infamous.
Well, you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I am correct.
Video powers are the best.
No, because that fucking neon sniping was awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was nice.
$15
too. Slow mo.
Yeah, that's a great price.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. So
yeah, $15's not bad.
It's for those who haven't played Infamous and are interested in it, this is a good way to jump in and try it out. And then if you like it, you can go out and get Second Son because, it's basically a prequel to Second Son, right? So,
So it takes place before?
Yes.
That's cool.
This kind of, introduces Fetch's, storyline and between her and her brother.
Yeah, because she was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, she was kind of fucked up. So Sony also announced that they have sold 10 million PS4s.
That is crazy.
That is nuts.
And
you know, I read something.
Sold
to customers, yes.
That's sold through, not just sold to
I read something today, and this just goes...
you or we.
This goes to show, like, how console gaming is not dead, opposed
to what people thought, a couple years ago.
Exactly. So NPDs came out today for July. And one of the things that they listed was the sales of the PS4 and the Xbox One together combined, sum to 80% more of the PS3 and 360 at this point in their life cycle.
Holy shit.
I mean, almost double the people are buying these consoles.
So what the fuck were those people saying that console gaming is going downhill?
I don't understand that. I really
don't.
Well,
you gotta look. We didn't foresee this. one year ago on a video game podcast discussing this topic, you would say that it's going to be all digital after this next generation.
After this next generation,
it's going to be. Now, you really can't say that.
No,
I don't think you can.
Anymore.
Yeah. I don't think you can say that anymore.
Yeah, and they were talking about how
copies,
they have sold.
I mean, 10 million systems.
And 30 million physical games.
That's
insane.
Ridiculous.
It's only been 9 months. It hasn't even been 9 months yet, has it? No, wait. No. Yeah. It's like 2 days from now. It'll be 9 months.
Something like that.
Almost 9 months. So not even a year. It took, last generation, it took a year and a bit for them to get it 10 million. I mean, Sony's like way ahead of what they had for PS3.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, PS3 was fucking.
Yeah.
nightmare.
Microsoft, I think they're gaining what they were last year, but I don't think they're going to hit the same time they did as with their 360, unless Halo really does a lot. But
the only reason really is because Sony launched at the same time and is doing so well. So.
Well, yeah, and it's that $100 makes a huge fucking difference.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was a pretty big deal. I was pretty surprised to hear that they've sold that many already.
Right.
What else was there?
I got one. Yeah, it's Until Dawn. You know that?
That one.
It's that survival horror game that was all about anybody can die at any time.
It's supposed to be on PS4.
Every playthrough is going to be differently. You know, it's going to play out differently and everything with different characters, different lines of dialogue, all this stuff. Oddly enough, years ago when I did the GameStop conference in Vegas over at Pound Vegas.
Oh, Pound Vegas, yeah.
They actually showed that off as a PS3 Move game.
Yeah. Oh, it was a Move game.
And it wasn't as sci-fi, it was a slasher flick. And basically there was like 7 or 8, you know.
I thought this one's a slasher 20 somethings.
It's still there, but there are more supernatural overtones, at least from what they demoed us at the GameStop conference. It was kind of more, I guess, I don't want to say realistic. It's like a monster slasher movie, but it was more grounded in reality. But this one, there's like doors flying open and ghosts moving shit around and stuff like that. So it's a little bit different. The tone is different than what I saw in Pound Vegas, but the general aesthetic is there. And I noticed I actually watched some gameplay today, so there's still some of that motion stuff. There's a lot of that bullshit where you have to like hold a, like the trigger down to hold up like the head of a doll, and then you have to move the controller, you know, 180 degrees to turn the head in the game and stuff like that. A lot of that bullshit's still there. And the way they go through menus looks a little wonky because it's just a person standing there and they're shining a light back and forth, like picking menus, and it's like, this is just weird. Like, it's so. The quick looks that we got yesterday and today made me kind of feel that at its shell, it's still a PS3 game, and I think that's kind of like a problem. it just seems that this game was in development 3 years ago as a Move game, and now it's a big title that they're showing out at Gamescom.
Sounds familiar.
It's. I don't know what to think about it. It's an interesting concept, and they're
you don't
they're
think it's
going
to rise up to the occasion?
No. Did you just do that?
I totally did. Totally did that.
Yeah, I think things like this never pan out well. So I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not holding a whole lot of faith. I guess we'll see. But
yeah. Who knows? I think.
Yeah, it was a completely different game when I saw it.
They did announce a new game from Ninja Theory.
That
I swear, when they started that thing up, I was like, are they making Heavenly Sword 2 starring Kai?
Yeah, Silent Hero Shore. Yeah, exactly. It's like about the whole thing.
That's what it looks like. And
I guess who owns Heavenly Sword? Is that Sony? Or
Sony owns Heavenly Sword, yes.
Okay. You think
so?
This is in the universe, right? Like, it's a spiritual.
Like, they wouldn't be able to do that unless.
Yeah,
they
couldn't do that because Sony owns it. Because they said Hellblade first to PS4. It's not exclusive. It would have to be exclusive. If it was in the Heavenly Sword universe,
right? Yeah.
Because
did
Sony
they say
owns
first,
that.
Or is it actually? Did they even say anything?
I'm pretty sure they said first. I'm pretty sure they said first to PS4.
Gotcha.
So, but it, I mean, you know, all we saw was a teaser video, but.
Yeah, but it looked like a Heavenly Sword game.
It did.
The character looked like Kai. She had long hair.
Yeah.
But you do realize that unofficially, like, there's no way in the world that unofficially this is a Heavenly Sword game, right?
It's
like,
a sequel. It's a Heavenly Sword sequel. Exactly
this is in
it
the creator's universe.
Yeah, it seems like
of that story. Like,
they
this
can change
is.
The name of everything and everything.
They can
is
change
like,
anything
they
want.
You can't copyright a name, so it doesn't matter. They can call that. They could have called her fucking... What's her face, Noriko, if they fucking wanted to. But, I mean, if anyone's played Heavenly Sword, that would be kind of weird.
Yeah. Considering, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a whole crazy, like,
Ninja
Xenogears, Xenosaga thing
Xeno
that
Saga
I don't like.
Thing,
so we can...
yeah. And I'm happy because Ninja Theory is actually a really good developer now. Because going back and playing Heavenly Sword now is very, very painful. Outside of, like, the characters and animation of the cutscenes, the game is.
Yeah, they improved over time. So Heavenly Sword was it was good for its time. It's probably hard to go back to.
Oh, it's the frame rate. I don't know how we, dude. Chris, honestly, go back and try it. Like, I don't know how we played with that frame rate at all.
Yeah, I'm curious now. I kind of want to go back and check
really
it.
Really weird.
What was the next one? Enslaved. Enslaved was a better game.
DMC was just amazing.
And DMC was really good from a gameplay perspective, especially. So
yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm gonna keep my expectations, try and keep them level, but, yeah, I'm really happy to see. And apparently it's gonna be a downloadable only game because they're self-publishing.
It's an independent game. They're doing
independent now. Yeah. One of the people that I know that heard about this is, they're self-publishing because nobody will publish them anymore. So, and that may or
see,
may not be
which is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous
I don't
comment.
Fucking buy that at all.
Their last two games were great.
Like, but that's the thing. It's like, yes, they were great, but how well did they sell? It's
yeah,
like, true. Both of those games barely broke a million
DMC
copies.
Didn't
usually sell. At the end of the day, the big,
good
you know, the little good developer will get picked up eventually. Yeah. Look at From Software. Like, they shined with Demon Souls, mm-hmm. and then they got picked up by Namco Bandai, and they got they got paid. So
yeah, pretty much.
That happens. If you're
that
a good developer.
Sucks, like good developers, it
you'll
goes
get
by
it.
Sales. That fucking blows.
Yeah.
I hate that aspect. It's like,
yeah, it sucks.
Especially when it's a developer, when the publisher, they put out the money, they front it, they market it, and I don't know, then the developers are the ones that get screwed in the end. The people that actually do the actual hard work.
But Corporate America just lost its only Canadian supporter just now. they gained it and they lost it in the
lost
same episode. That's America.
20
That's
minutes.
Pretty much our motto.
So they also showed some more gameplay for The Order, which now looks like a steampunk cover shooter. Like Uncharted.
Oh, no,
that's what it's
they showed that
like.
Off at E3, dog. That looked like Gears of War at E3.
Right, yeah. But they showed even more at Gamescom, and it definitely looks, because I'll be honest with you, the E3 showing of The Order, I was like,
there was
definitely
no game
not
there.
Very impressed of what I just saw.
No. Visually, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, visually, like, of course,
amazing.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But
there's
you know,
no game to it at
yeah,
all.
The gameplay didn't look very intriguing at all. No. What they showed at Gamescom looked a lot more impressive.
Looked like Gears of War.
Yeah, it looks like Gears of War or Uncharted. So that's kind of what I'm getting at. But that's okay with me. I'm fine with that. As long as the gameplay is solid, I'm fine with that.
Yep.
So. Then they went on on their indie kick again. They were talking about DayZ, which will be a big deal for a lot of people. Rhyme is another
Rhyme
one that's coming.
Really
that looks good. God, what else? They announced the first expansion for Destiny.
Which
I
is weird.
It's coming too soon.
Yeah. You don't announce that 2 months after, like, before
but
the game's coming
this
out.
This is, it's not going to be
later.
Like, what we consider an expansion for, like,
that's what
MMO,
I'm wondering.
Like,
is it going to be
real
gonna
MMOs?
Be another planet, I think.
This is going to be like a DLC pack, dog.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be
I
like,
think it's going to be another planet.
Right. So it's going to be another planet with more explore and then another strike mission.
Yeah.
And then another map for multiplayer for the Crucible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a DLC pack. That's all it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
What else?
What else do they have?
They had an awesome video of Metal Gear Solid where Snake put a PS4 box on
his
head.
I have not watched that yet. I almost went back and watched everything. I have not watched that yet.
It's awesome, dude. It's really funny.
Everything that they've shown Metal Gear, like there's a lot of like other videos like on other sites, and there's some really great stuff out there. Like Metal Gear Solid 5 is going to be fucking.
It's going to be hilarious to play.
Awesome.
It really seems like it. They've really. They're kind of making fun of themselves in a lot of this stuff, especially with the box gameplay.
Gameplay is great. There's some goofy stuff, but there's some super helpful stuff, like the popping up out of the top of the box. Like, where was that in Metal Gear Solid on PlayStation 1?
Yeah, no
like,
doubt.
Come
no
on.
Doubt.
Where was that then?
There's, if you haven't watched it, Jeff, there's actually one way that you can do it where you can actually stretch out the box, and there's like this chick in a bikini on it. And like the guy comes over and starts looking at her, like one of the guards comes over and starts looking at her, and Snake just literally just walks away and goes around him and goes about his business. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you just leave her there.
Yeah,
and
I have to check that out. I forgot. I keep forgetting to check.
Yeah, you definitely got to watch that video. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's like three Metal Gear Solid videos out there. Like, watch all three of them. They're great.
One thing that they did give us some more information about that I was very curious about. From E3 was Far Cry 4's like the free trial thing that they were talking about.
Yeah,
so apparently you get like They get like 10. You get 10 of the keys. Is that how many?
Yeah,
it is?
10 keys.
Yeah. So you get 10 keys, and you can hand out 10 keys, and each key is worth 2 hours of gameplay or something like that.
From the multiplayer game.
For co-op, yeah, for 2 hours of co-op gameplay, which is fine. I mean, I think that's still really good. It's more than what we have been getting. Yeah. It's not what I expected. And I think they
you know what? They did, I'm not sure if they did this, Ubisoft. No, actually, this is actually Sony. This was Adam Boyes is the one who said this. You want to talk about leading people on,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. This is a very similar situation. Yeah,
they said that you can play it for free even if you don't have the game.
Yeah.
They did say that.
They didn't go into, like, the specifics of it, and now they went into the specifics of
it. It's 2 hours. It's like a two-hour trial you can give out to
basically.
10 people.
And, I mean, you can give multiple keys to the same person, so it's not like they can't keep playing, but...
That's kind of cool.
To be fair, an hour and a half of that trial is installing the game.
That's right.
So you got about a good 30 minutes of like some really cool next gen Far Cry 4.
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing, but still, at the same time, it's kind of like, that's kind of cool. It's like,
this is one of those things where nobody's really done anything like this before, so we don't really have a way to measure it against anything.
No.
I guess. So, you know, it's sure it's not what anybody expected, but it's more than what we get right now, I guess.
For games that haven't done it, a lot of games have done multiplayer demos. Like, a lot have. But not where you can just be like...
Yeah, I mean, in theory, if Far Cry takes less than 20 hours, you and a buddy who doesn't have the game could go through and beat it. You know?
Oh, if you give them all your keys away.
Yeah, if you give them all the keys.
Yeah, but that... Yeah. If it's like Far Cry 3, though, the co-op's nothing like the single player. It's totally different.
Huh.
Remember we played the Far Cry 3?
Oh, yeah, co-op. From, no, even, from what I understand, the co-op in this is actually going through the campaign.
Oh, that's kind of cool, then. Because, I highly doubt it's 10 hours, but that's still pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be longer than that.
Oh, yeah. Far Cry 3 single player.
Far Cry 3 was a pretty big game. Well, let's see. What else did they talk about?
Drive Club. They showed up Drive Club. That looks good. Looks gorgeous. It's very pretty.
Yeah, but what's that frame rate going to be like? That's what everybody's worried
about. Probably 30. I'm guessing it's probably going to be 30.
And if it's 30, that's fine. You know,
30 is fine. Like... Everyone makes a big deal about 30 with a racing game. Like, do you realize there's only a few racing games that have actually been
60? There's a lot of... Most racing games are 30 still.
Yeah.
It's like
Burnout
spoiled people because it was 60.
Yeah.
You know? But like...
It
was even...
like all the... like. Yeah, all like those simulator stuff. Like the simulator ones are usually 60.
Yeah, even going back to like the Gran Turismo games are.
Yeah, those are 60.
A lot of the old Gran Turismo games are 30. The older ones.
The old ones, yeah. The PS4, PS3 ones are 60. And like Forces are 60, except for Horizon, because Horizon goes extra pretty, so it's 30. This will probably be 30. The Need for Speed games are usually 30.
As long as it's constant, I don't care.
Exactly. And it looks fine. Yeah. Like, half the people just, you know what? I've, like, been so close just wanting to quit the internet. Just being like, I'm just fucking going to...
Oh, God,
so
I
want to
quit
Twitter,
the internet every fucking day,
so many
Jeff.
People from Facebook.
There's been a lot of frame rate talk, like,
today
the last couple of weeks.
Oh, this last few weeks, I'm sick of it. I'm like, I just want to play games and have fun. Like, I just don't care, like...
It's been the whole. You know what was the catalyst the last couple of weeks? The whole talk about the fucking Last of Us remastered 30 frames per second
or
the whole mode
30.
Right there. Yeah. Ever since that was like kind of brought to people's attention as a feature, everybody wants to talk about fucking frame. Everybody's a fucking frame rate expert now.
Yeah. People who
I'm
would
serious.
Never
every page,
be able to fucking tell the difference.
Every page has a fucking article. About frame rate. Yep. Like, I don't want to talk about frame rate. I want to talk about fucking Final
Solid.
Fantasy VII Remake. I don't know, something else.
Yeah, anything.
Anything
Solid
but what
30,
you're talking about
anything
right
else.
Now.
Solid 30 and Solid anything up is fine, no matter what game you're playing,
as
except
long
for
as
maybe
it doesn't
fighting
drop.
Games.
As long
exactly.
as it doesn't drop.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't drop, doesn't fluctuate, it's usually good.
Hey, you know, TV is 24 frames per second. Just saying.
Yeah, people don't even know that.
I know.
I bet you half these people that argue about these frames don't have a fucking clue.
Yeah.
Like, did you play Last of Us on PS3? We all did. Pretty good, huh? Now, if someone told you, it's the what?
It's 30 frames per second.
It's 30 frames a second. Oh, no. Does that make it a bad game? No, it just means when you play it in 30 or 60, yes, it's better. But if, like, honestly, when I put in the remastered one, the default is 60. And I was like, this looks very fucking smooth. And I was like, let's try the 30. And the 30 is still pretty smooth. The only time I noticed the 30 is when I was moving the camera around. That's when you really notice the 30
and
60. Yeah, but even then I was like, if I didn't play the 60,
I wouldn't have no problem with it. I would have no problem with it whatsoever at all. Just cares.
Question of the week: does frame rate matter? Seriously?
No. Of course, no, he fucking doesn't.
I think we've talked about that before.
Oh my god. Fighting games, it matters because everything's based on frames. Most fighting games are 60 frames, and it's not hard to make a fighting game 60 frames just because there's not a lot of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, it's not really. It looks nice. I mean, sure, but eh. I would take it, but I'm not going to not like a game or be like, I'm boycotting it, or I'm not. This sucks because it's 30.
Yeah.
I guarantee you Uncharted 4 is not going to be 60 frames a second.
No, Uncharted 4 will be 30.
Yeah, there's
almost,
no fucking
almost
way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But as long and as it's Halo, a constant
Halo,
30,
Halo it's 5, I as much as they said it's going to be, they said there's going to be Halos, I would almost guarantee Halo 5 is not going to be 60 frames. The Master Chief Collection? Yes. Because it's old games that they're upporting and they're
if it is 60,
it
if it is 60 frames, it's probably going to run at like 720p.
Exactly,
which is also
it's not,
fine.
It's not going to be 1080 and
it's
60.
It's also
no
fine. you know, it's like you know, you may or may not be able to see the difference, but you know what, the game's going to look good anyway. So just get
exactly,
over it, you know. But
God, people
see.
Just piss me off just reading that.
What else we got?
You got other stuff in here. What else we got?
Wild. They announced Wild.
Wild is really cool.
Interesting.
Really interesting.
That's my
need a little more
Michelle
information
and
on
Ansel.
That one though.
Yeah, it's by Rayman, right?
Rayman and Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah, yeah.
And like all that, yeah.
So that looks pretty cool.
Look, yeah, it was kind of like a quick kind of teaser trailer. Look interesting. You can take control of like any kind of animal and shit in the environment or anyone anything in the environment, I guess. I don't know.
And you're like caveman-esque.
Yeah.
Like you're just kind of like the beginnings of human civilization.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, me too. Now there's one that, Jeff and I just realized that we agree on, earlier this, this evening. Alien Nation, which looks really fun. I mean,
that looks cool. Okay.
Neither of us were big fans of Dead Nation, but for some reason you put a sci-fi coat of paint on it and this looks pretty cool.
And a lot of particles and destructibility and a bunch of cool stuff. It's a lot faster moving than, and this is the Housemarque guys.
Have you gone back and, Chris, have you gone back and played Zombie Nation?
Dead Nation?
Anytime soon?
I have not.
Dead Nation? Yeah, Zombie Nation, whatever.
I should go back to it and try it.
It's great. It's really fun.
Did you not get it when it was
free? I had a lot of fun with it when I played with it.
Right.
Did he get it on PS4?
I do have it on PS4, but I haven't played
it. Okay, good. We should jump on, because we have not played a game forever in a while.
Fuck that guy. Play with me.
Hey, tomorrow night. Let's do it.
Is it, how many people co-op is it?
I think it's up to four, isn't it?
I thought it was only two characters. It's the guy and the girl.
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know.
Dumb.
Yeah, it's just two.
Fuck that shit.
Jeff
is it 60 frames a second?
Jeff guy.
Is it 1080p 60 frames?
Yeah.
Play with me.
Travis will talk later.
Jeff is too good. Yeah, I'll talk to you later, Jeff.
I think that the last thing we have to talk about real quick is the 2.0 update they kind of mentioned.
There's one more thing we have to talk to after that, which I think is one of the coolest things of the entire show, but at 2.0, go for it.
I'm not sure what to really talk about. The biggest thing is the share play idea.
Which, and I didn't quite, I got it. I think it's kind of like the whole family sharing kind of thing. You can share games with people that
kinda
don't have
sorta.
The game.
And they actually released some updates on this. Today as well. So, let me see if I can find that article real quick. But basically, SharePlay gives you the ability to play multiplayer games with other people, on your friends list, without them owning the game. So it's very similar to what we were just talking about with Far Cry, but it works for more games than that. So, from what I saw, here we go. Here's the article. Let's see here. Whoops. According to French gaming site Gameblog, Sony has confirmed that these sessions will be limited to 60 minutes at a time. Then it will disconnect. You can reconnect the session again for another 60 minutes, however, as the sessions do not seem to have a limit on them. So you can do this as many times as you want, but after 60 minutes, it's going to cut you off. Which seems kind of... Yeah, for now. Which seems... I mean, that's going to... There's going to be a lot of backlash about that, because you're going to be in the middle of a fucking game... And some crazy.
Well, I don't think you can backlash, but it's something you don't pay for, though.
Well, it requires Plus, so.
That's fine. You're already going to have Plus anyway.
Yeah,
you're
already
going
to have Plus. I mean, you have to have Plus play online anyway, right? So.
Yeah. So I think that's the whole, like, Xbox Live argument for it. It's like, well, you're going to piss off. Like, well, you know what? It's another feature you get with Plus. Like, I would never bitch about that. I don't have this game. I can play for an hour, and if it cuts me off, be like, because they don't want to give away free games.
Right, and the idea is that you're going to try it out with a friend of yours, and if you like it, you go out and buy it, but...
Yeah.
I could just see being in one of those intense situations, and all of a sudden the game's like, fuck you, and cuts you
off.
That's
what they want to do, and then you'll buy it.
It's going to be like one of those moments when you're at the first boss of the original God of War, and it's like, ah!
When you go to that little, like, that porn shop, and you go to that back room, that closet, you put in 50 cents, and you get to watch that porn, you're right about to go, and all of a sudden, boom, you're like, fuck! Right?
And you're like trying to look underneath the curtain as it's coming down.
You know, the whole decision of this share play thing, it almost, this is the problem that I've always had with it. It always
like 3 days ago.
I feel that this was a decision, and it just sounds like a decision that was made not from the outcry of people who were asking for things, like the fans. I feel like this was a marketing idea at a board meeting, and the guy who thought of it was like the man of the board, like, oh, that's a great idea. Let's run with that.
See,
like, that's awesome. That sounds great.
I don't think that's the case in this perspective.
I don't know.
I think this is Sony saying, oh, Microsoft was going to do this thing.
That's
where
I was just about to go
to. Let's
modify
it and do it this way.
I was just going to say,
Microsoft doing
Microsoft,
that was so similar.
Microsoft,
the,
one of
the
big
doing
things,
the family sharing, yeah,
where you can share up to like 10.
Yeah,
friends
and I gave
no
shit about that. Like,
yeah,
like,
but then
zero
they had to,
shits.
They had, oh no, that would have been amazing if it worked. Because like you know, you don't have this. You say you're not buying Diablo, like on Tuesday. I'm like, hey, Travis, you want to play some Diablo? Cool. You can just download it and play it whenever you want to, if as long as I'm not playing. Like. I think you can have two people that are logged in the same game.
Yeah,
they cut out the whole.
So they did their own little tweaks to it, and then took this idea. They tweaked it, and then
finish.
This is what
God damn it! Go ahead.
Well, Microsoft sounds better than Sony's way of saying.
Well, no, because Microsoft couldn't do it because the whole always online thing. Once they canceled,
that
they couldn't
pan
do that
through.
Because you couldn't verify who was whatever.
Right.
But then I was saying, because they kept saying, "Well, we're going to bring something like that back." But then this is funny because Sony's. Obviously, already found a way
to do
that
it themselves.
Even though Microsoft was the first people to announce they wanted to do that, and I think that's hilarious. Yeah.
So like, they beat them to the punch after being beaten
pretty much.
By
to the
punch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes,
pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah. To the punch.
That's what I was getting at. I'm like, that's pretty fucking hilarious. Like, way to go, Microsoft, because he kept saying, oh, we're thinking of bringing it back in some way. We just don't know how we're going to do that yet. And it's like,
now what are you going to do?
They
could have easily done it. You know, all you had to do is say, in order to use this feature, you must be online. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't see why it was about that big of a deal, you know?
Or put the timer on it, like, exactly like what Sony's doing.
Yeah.
That's true. The biggest difference is it seems like that Sony's way of doing it is, like, it's only in a multiplayer fashion.
Yeah, it's only multiplayer stuff, but it's still, like, it's still okay, though.
I mean, it's still a good idea.
Yeah.
You know? It's still
it's a good step
feature.
In the right direction.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's... Yeah.
Good stuff.
The biggest thing, I think one of the coolest things the entire conference was the whole PT thing.
Yeah, they
playable teaser.
I'm actually surprised that none of us talked about this in distractions.
Didn't watch it, so.
Well, I haven't played it yet. That's why
I watched it.
I'm playing it tonight. So.
Oh, Jeff.
Do it tomorrow morning, Jeff.
We need to record it. Jeff, we need to record it.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
PT night.
Oh my God!
No,
I heard
we gotta
scary
get Glenn.
Shit.
We can't do it without
that
Glenn.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, no. Glenn doesn't have a PS4.
Oh, he doesn't. Oh
no.
Man. Okay, so we gotta do it then.
So for those who don't know, PT is a thing that is it Konami that did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put out it was just called PT. You can say you can download it now. I'm pretty sure it stands for playable teaser. I don't know what it actually stands for. Where you play it.
That's what
like
it seems to be. Yeah.
And then the whole big reveal when if you beat this demo, and it's really hard to beat it. In fact, So when you beat the demo, it shows you kind of like a little trailer. It turns out it is a Silent Hill game, Silent Hills, being made by Hideo Kojima and Guillermo. I always fuck up his first name.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, del Toro. And collaborations. I'm hoping they are actually creative directors on this and not just producers. just like not a whole Castlevania thing. It was like Castlevania right. brought to you by Hideo Kojima. Like,
yeah. Which basically like, boiled down to he put his name on it, and that's
yeah, exactly. I'm hoping it's not that. And the main character is actually the guy from Walking Dead. I can't remember his name.
Hideo Kojima Norman should just Reedus, fucking run man. Konami, because I mean,
ooh, which guy?
He might as well.
Yeah, he can do. He's got the golden ticket. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Pretty much
anything he puts his name on sells, whereas everything else the company does,
kind of doesn't.
No. Unless it's, the Castlevania games
the name of the actor is Norman Reedus, Jeff.
Yes, that's it. So that was like a huge fucking reveal, and it's really funny because, like, that was like a big thing that didn't announce at Gamescom. It was just this little thing you could play, this interactive, like, demo that revealed this game. And Kojima said that he didn't expect people to find this out for, like, weeks.
Hmm.
So apparently whoever figured it out, like that day, it was like later that day. Yeah. That's kind of crazy. And I think the only reason they got away with that is because that's something you could probably get away with doing like a viral thing and being like, holy shit. Like, because Silent Hills hasn't been around for fuck how long? When was the last Silent Hill game?
Are you counting the Vita one that came out?
No,
the Vita one wasn't really a Silent Hill game.
Yeah.
Homecoming was the last real Silent Hill game. Yeah.
And that was on PS3? And 360?
And 360, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like well, let's see, get buzz going for the game, and I thought that was fucking brilliant to get buzz Why going not? About Silent Hill again, and it was a cool way of doing it. I can't see a lot of developers going that same way because you're basically solely going by word of mouth and by like, I guess like sites obviously picked up on it, but if it's like a big game, you kind of want to get that right out there. But I thought it was fucking awesome, and I kind of hope to see more of it with smaller or not as big games, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
agree.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it was
really
an interesting way of actually introducing it.
And totally thinking outside the box. And yeah. It was brilliant. And I can see where Kojima's coming from because he's probably like, yeah, people are going to figure this out for like a week. Because apparently the last puzzle in that game is like so ridiculously, like you, logically it doesn't make sense. So they're like, yeah, no one's going to figure this out for a long time. But no, it was like figured out in like 8 hours or something like that. So it was really cool. I'm going to try that out probably. I have to download it. Shit, I forgot to start downloading it, but yeah. Whatever.
Well,
but it looks scary as shit.
Last thing about Sony is they announced the 2.0. Where the fuck is my suspend? Did I say that on the show already, or was that off?
You
the
did
show?
Say that on I the show. That? I think okay. you said that on the show.
Yeah.
I'm
Why
say
is that
it
not
again.
There
Where
yet?
The hell is my suspend?
They have it on Xbox One, but it's only for one game at a time.
It fucking worked on PSP. Come on.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, I
the
noticed
original
the
original DS did it. Come on.
The standby on the PS4 is weirder. Is kind of weird, like. It kind of still feels like it's loading up. Does that make sense?
I don't have too much of a problem
like,
with it.
I put it in standby all the time. I never put it in like off mode.
Yeah, I
but
always turn it on standby.
Well, the standby,
Yeah, when I turn it on, it still takes like a few seconds to kind of like boot up to like the main thing. It doesn't do the full reboot.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's definitely a lot shorter
than a
full like power cycle.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah, I get what you're saying. It does take a time. When you hear standby, you're thinking of like a laptop. You hit a button and it turns
and
the fuck on and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
That's what we're used to with laptops, but I think it's... There's a lot more nuts. I mean, I can't say a lot.
Well,
a lot
Xbox
more
has
nuts
it,
but
it's only one game at a time. The second you change games, it gets rid of it. So if I'm playing like Watch Dogs
right. And
I stop playing it, I can go to like one other app or something and start doing that, but the second I go back to Watch Dogs, it's right where I left it off.
Yeah.
Without having to
I
save
dig.
It.
I'm with you.
It'll come. Dwight, is that something they like announced at early times?
That was, they announced that, There's... like when they announced the PS4.
You know what? Both of them announced a lot of shit like that just didn't happen.
We're still
the whole background downloading shit is bullshit, by the way, on both consoles.
Oh, yeah,
really?
That's crap.
It is update your system without having to worry about like turning on. No, both of them, if they I get the update, you got to reset your shit no matter
what. Oh, well,
what.
Yeah. Thought if you... actual hardware update you do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even game stuff.
No,
game stuff will not even work.
You will never be able to, unless they change something in like your preferences where you have to set this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to be able to automatically update your system.
Yeah, because you have to agree to the terms of service.
Terms of service.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Game updates are always always installed.
They are installed, but they said it was going to be background. Like you could be playing the game, and if an update comes out, it'll download it. That is totally not true. You can be playing the game. You can get out of that app for either one. Then it'll say there's an update, or it'll download the update,
and then you can go in there and play it. It
okay, so my experience with that updates. Has been if I'm playing a game and it's downloading an update, it'll download the update, but it won't install it while I'm playing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But how would you know if there's an update? Yeah, so you just start the game and it's like, hey, there's an update here or whatever. Well, most updates they are really quick, but their thing was it would update while you're, like, if you're just in the middle of playing it and it would be, like, seamless. That did not happen.
Yeah, that hasn't happened. I will say this, though. The fucking updates, the hardware updates on PS4 are significantly better than the PS3.
Oh, way
so
100%
much faster.
Better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more reminiscent of, like, the 360 where it's,
yeah, they're,
it's only updating.
Yeah, I don't even notice them. I'm just like, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, it happens pretty quick, so.
Like a minute.
Cool. Yeah, so Gamescom, that was a pretty big thing.
Yeah. Pretty big thing. A lot of stuff. I'm sure we're missing a lot of shit that people are like, oh, you didn't talk about this, but
well,
whatever.
Like Shadow of Mordor.
Well, they can send us an email and yell at us.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Rebuttals.
I'm like send a bottle of wine in here, so.
All right, let's do some new releases.
Let's do
new releases. I've got one email, and then we'll wrap things up. So here we go. Next week, we are getting Detective Grimoire, which is coming for Steam. Tales of Xillia 2 is hitting PS3.
Isn't there one of those, Xillia, like, every week?
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It might be the same one that just keeps getting delayed, and they keep putting it on the same list every fucking week. I don't know. Let's keep that one in the back of our head. Tales of Xillia 2. Did that actually come out next week? Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition. That is coming for pretty much everything but Nintendo consoles.
Well, it's coming for Xbox One and PS4.
No, it's coming out for the other two also, isn't it?
Didn't that already come out for the other two?
No.
It's PC, Xbox, and...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's coming out for the other two as well.
Oh, I thought... The
other consoles?
Out, like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming out for PS3 and 360, too. It might not be the same date, but it is coming out for those two consoles.
Okay. I really thought that came out already.
Sword Art Online. Hollow Fragment. And that's coming out for PS Vita. Counter Spy is your PSN game next week. And that is a cross-buy, cross-play, cross-save, cross-everything. For PS4, PS3, and Vita. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare is hitting PS4 next week.
It's a fun game.
The Last Tinker, City of Colors, is hitting PS4 next week. Hotline Miami is hitting PS4 next week. Oh, okay. The Golf Club is hitting Xbox One and PC.
It's going to be hot.
Don't get mixed up with the club. It's the Golf,
the golf club. It's the club with golf clubs. That's Kung Fu Rabbit, which is hitting PS3. Gravity Badgers. What?
G-O-T-Y, baby.
Know. Gravity Badgers is coming out for the Vita next week. Crimson Land for Vita. Doorways the Underworld is coming out for PC, Mac, and Linux. Shadowgate hits PC next week. And then Life Force, the original NES game, is going to be available for download on Wii U.
Hmm. All right.
I suggest getting that and putting in that Konami code and having a good time. Just saying. Pick of the week.
Diablos. Again.
Absolutely. Triple dip.
Probably our third pick of the week in the last
for sure.
year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this the official third time it's been the Indus pick of the week?
I think so.
I think it might be.
We know for a fact.
I'm pretty sure.
We're going to need somebody to go back and check and double check that for us.
You might have to.
It's going to be super easy. It'll take like
it
half hour. Really, really
PS3
quick.
Just go find the week that they came out and try and listen to the show that came out the week before.
Yep,
pretty much.
That's how easy it is. All right. As I said, I do have one email, and it comes from Vladrick.
Hey, Vladrick.
Hello, Indus Crew. Vladrick here. I just wanted to give some impressions of some of my favorite things I saw at Gamescom. There's an S in there. Damn it, Chris. First and foremost, that PT, playable teaser, game that serves as, spoilers, trailer for the Silent Hill game. What an amazing job they did scaring the absolute shit out of me. As a few people can attest to personally, I was clearly disturbed the entire time I spent trying to solve that game.
That's what I've heard.
I'm not sure if any of you have had the opportunity to actually play the game yet, but it certainly made me feel like I was sucked into a very creepy Silent Hill world. So I'm super excited to see what they end up doing with the final game, especially since Kojima is working with it. Excuse me. Apart from that, I continue to be even more impressed with what I have seen from Order 1866. The game looks absolutely beautiful, and revealing Nikola Tesla Nikola Tesla as an important character was awesome. I personally don't understand the complaints that were raised about the game early on, and even after the latest E3 trailer.
Because there was no game.
Why? To me, the game has always looked like it was unique enough to separate from a lot of generic games that were shoved down our throats last generation.
Okay, I disagree with that, Vladrick. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean,
It's a
third-person cover shooter.
And
that's
brown
what it looks like.
And dark third-person cover
that's
shooter.
That's not to say it doesn't look good.
No, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks
I don't
amazing,
think it looks unique at all.
But it doesn't seem like it's very... The unique thing about it is like the kind of weapons and the environment. But from a gameplay perspective, there's nothing unique about that gameplay.
No, I agree. Yeah, I don't... I think it looks amazing. I'm there day
I'm
one.
I'm buying it, 100% buying it. So.
I think the complaints came from the E3 demos that there was literally hardly any gameplay. It was like,
yeah,
watch a cutscene, you play for 10 seconds, cutscene, play for 5 seconds.
I push
well, and
X
another
to live
thing,
or something.
The yeah, other exactly. issue, too, like the first time they showed it off, it was like one of the first PS4 exclusives they ever shown.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
were like, oh, this is super cool. But it was just a CG thing. We like when we saw the CG trailer for Killzone, we knew what we were getting. First-person sci-fi shooter. But when we saw that trailer,
we were, for a while,
I was even on the show at this time. We're like, this could be anything, guys.
I remember when we first talked about it, we were thinking, is this like a steampunk Team Fortress type thing where it's going to be four-player co-op?
Thought.
And
yeah,
it's
we
not.
Like,
it's a straight-up single-player
cool.
experience.
And it's one of the most basic things ever.
Right.
Like, you know,
but it looks absolutely gorgeous.
It looks gorgeous. That's
but
right.
it looks good. And yeah, and I'm going to spend money on it.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
I don't
you know
hate
what?
It.
Ready at Dawn has a pretty good track record. They've made some really
good,
stuff
track
for PSP.
Yeah.
So I'm down with that. I'm 100% behind this game, and I will get it. But I don't think the gameplay is anything unique. So. One
Not
final
yet.
Note, no, that Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Edition, Advanced Warfighter, Titan Fighter Edition Xbox looks cool as hell, and it has a 1 terabyte hard drive in the system. As a guy who's eagerly trying to find a reason to buy an Xbox One, this bundle, along with the Master Chief Collection, will probably force my hand into finally buying one. By the way, I think it's absolutely ridiculous how many people flipped over the Tomb Raider game and its exclusivity.
Yes,
I think it's very fair to say that all major franchises by third-party developers will be multi-platform this generation. I agree.
Yes.
After seeing the shocking number of studios that closed down last generation, I think it would be a mistake for any company to limit themselves to one audience.
Very true.
And that is from Vladrick. Thank you, Vladrick. And I am 100% on board with what you just said about Tomb Raider. So.
Yep.
100% agree.
Unless a company is totally 100% funding the entire project and paying its employees and all that shit, there's no way a third party would ever, ever go totally 100% exclusive.
Yeah, I agree.
We have an interesting question here that kind of fills into what Vladik was saying and what we talked about earlier.
Sweet. Let's do it.
It's from right. Sniper Maverick.
What's up, Sniper?
He says, hey, why did I just shit my pants the other night? Oh, yeah, because I played PT.
It's supposed to be pretty scary.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That is what I've heard as well. I may have to give it a shot. May have to give it a shot.
I think you should.
Well, that is all I've got. So, I think we're going to stick with this featureless format for a while until we get things back to normal. It just makes it easier on us because, I'm probably going to, while Jason's off, I'm the only one who's going to be editing. So shorter shows are easier, especially since we have no backups right now. So, you know, you guys bear with us. We're going to try and give you entertaining shows every week, but, you know, things might get difficult until things kind of settle down and ease into normalcy again. But if you would like to send us an email like Vladrick did, please do. We appreciate those. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. If you are on Facebook, Google+, Steam, or Stitcher, we are Interactive Distractions. Search for us and you will find us. And if you're on Twitter, check us out. We are Indus Podcast. Individually, we are Indus Chris, The Travis Bomb. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. And Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
You can also get us with Indus Questions. So any questions that you can throw at us in 140 characters, something like that?
140?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it could be like
unless you're one of those assholes who's like the Twitter extend thing where it's like you have to, I got to click on that to read your entire
Twitter. To redirect to a different
webpage. I had to write 3 paragraphs about Robin Williams.
Hey, can we just say... Robin Williams, you will be missed. Can I just say that?
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, that sucked really bad. That was not a good point in my week. You know? Yeah. I mean, he was very talented. My wife and I both loved him very much, and I will always remember him for probably my two favorite roles that he played, The Genie and Mrs. Doubtfire. And that was just... Mm-hmm. He was hilarious.
Dead Poet Society.
Dead Poet Society was great, too.
I know that's a douchey hipster thing to say. Dude, Dead Poet Society, bro. Really. Yeah. I know, but, like, it's such a good movie.
I mean, he's got so many, though. I mean, Good Morning to Vietnam. I mean, you can go on it. You know.
Fucking Death the Smoochie all day. All fucking day. I think that's his best performance ever. I'm sorry. It's such a, like, dark horse performance by him, but it's so good. Like, yeah. He's brilliant.
He was brilliant. That did suck. Anything else before we want to wrap up and get out of here?
I want to talk more about Robin Williams.
No.
Jumanji.
Not in disrespect way, just, you know.
Jumanji was a crazy movie. Like
I don't
that.
Mean to... no disrespect, but fuck that. Let's go.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. So until next time, my name is Chris.
Travis.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Later.
Bye.